I already know.
Blog Talk Radio.
400 diamonds on my chest. Catch me in the strip club. Up and up and up we go. Catch a lap dance from my when then I gotta come at home. Used to be posted up, slanging green on the corner. Got pop, but I'm still slanging CDs like Warner. Cause
money ain't the problem. Money ain't the problem. Money ain't the problem. Money ain't the problem. Getting money in. I can do it. Pull down my bankroll on your money ain't the problem. Money ain't the problem.
Yeah, money in. I can do it. Pull down my bankroll. As I put on my Cartier shades before I floss, just had to walk in the club looking just like a boss. Whatever I want, I get it, man. No matter the cost. Addicted to getting the money, so you know that I'm raw. They like he's so flossy, he's so icy. You see that bracelet on his wrist is like priceless. A bad fresh fit and some new kicks. All my got grip, so we push fresh.
I got loot, I got bone, I got books, I got cash, man, and I don't give a f. Float it in your face, get a V, do it big. We gonna make you break your piggy back like a little chick. Tacky, so fat, he got a pocket named Benjamin. Dreaming on the grind, just stacking up the cheddar, man. Wild in my top, roll up, dead president. The what we got, should be different, man, that's irrelevant.
Money ain't the problem, money ain't the problem. Money ain't the problem, money ain't the problem. Getting money in. I can do it. Pull down my bankroll on your money ain't the problem. Money ain't the problem.
Money
got the grill, Seth got the beat, Tatney got the tricks, Hustle got the rollies. You got the Zanny's, bro. You know that dirt cheap. Popping in the Phantom, haters panic when they see me. Money ain't a problem. My life is switch and sweet. Fresh candy on a Chevy, boy, I beat the feet. 28 for what I ride, you gon' know it's me. And if they hate, nah, call up Double T.
If there's something to spend, hustle, gotta get it then. Flying through the golf, send the Benz with a couple friends. In the FLA, same thing, air day. Started moving. Graduated to the big weight. First you get the money, then you get the power. Watch the haters come when they see them rubber band tires. I used to be tense, now I'm kinda laid back. Cushion the Maybach, I guess it's safe to say that.
Money ain't the problem, money ain't the problem. Money ain't the problem, money ain't the problem. Getting money in. I can do it. Pull down my bankroll on your money ain't the problem. Money ain't the problem. Getting money in.
I can do it. Pull down my bankroll. Money ain't a problem. Got problems. I'm a star. Hit the club, popping bottles, and we leave with top models. If I spend it, then I'm gon' guarantee get double back. Hitting up shows, and we throwing out the money stack. Money ain't a problem, and it ain't never been. If it ain't by pesos, man, then it's irrelevant. Pocket full of money, well, gonna spend that cheddar then. Go and ask them how they do it, and they say we do it big.
Money ain't the problem.
Okay, get this back right. Get this show back on the Rizzo. See Stewie 69 jumping off in here early. That's what it do. You know that Goofy Bone holding it down for the San Fran. Damn. I see San Francisco. My bad. Don't cut my neck for that one, homie. But big ups to San Francisco, California out there. It's all still Cali, Cali love. San Jose, Hollywood, Compton. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to all y'all out there, man. Hold it down real big. Got motherfucking, got my homies 813 in the building. You know what I'm saying? My dog Prince Fave holding it down, the rap tip real big. You know what I'm saying? Go down real big. Hold on, man. Got nigga One Pac. You know what I'm saying? On the line. Big ups One Pac. What's happening, homie? You know you clowning on motherfuckers. They don't want to talk to you and shit. You know what I mean?
Who you talking to, me?
Oh, it's One Pac. He's back alive.
Funny ass nigga.
Ah, man. What's happening, man? Where your mom
at? What's happening, man? Man, cooling.
Oh, she ain't calling in? Well, no, Saturday, her day. She should be calling in Saturday. Got to address this child support issue. Make sure we're talking about child protective services. This Saturday live, Regular Game Radio, Scandalous Biatch Saturday is going down. You know what I'm saying? Anybody know any child protective service workers or y'all work for the motherfuckers yourself, you know, tune in. We need some words of advice on how to get a local situation rectified. You know what I'm saying? And we go down real big like that. ED, what you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we got New York back up in the building, Cali back up in the building, Florida back up in the building. We got who the hell is up in the building? Shiro Man's up in the building, my cricket letter, and everybody around the world. Now that last show, y'all know we had like 39 people on the motherfucking show. You know what I'm saying? Listening to the show live, we had 39 people, so we're going 40 people on this show. You know what I'm saying? Trying to break the record, 49 people. And we're trying to top 8 callers. We got 3 calls right now. We had 8, and I think 9 calls on the last show. We're trying to top that. You know what I'm saying? All right, Prince. Now, I got... Hold on. Before I even start lying and shit. Let me make sure I got the track. All right, I got the track. Got the track loaded. I'm going to kick like 2 or 3 songs because it's early. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make sure everybody here... And able to find the show. And we're going, you know what I'm saying, spin you up. We're going to talk about the song a little bit, and we're going to spin you up.
I got you.
Yeah, chill out for a quick little second. This is, I got some new shit. This is Banshee, nigga named Banshee out of, fuck you out of. I don't forget. It's legit, though. He's a little jitterbug, you know what I'm saying, trying to hold his thing down, though. Big ups Banshee out there. This is called Wanna Give Me Love, right here on Wrecking the Game Radio. Blog Talk Radio, Dirty South to the West Coast Wednesday. That's the new title of the song. Yeah, all the way up north too, goddammit. I gotta redo it. All the way up north. Up north. Going down right here, live.
Yeah, nothing so much. This your boy Ben Soda Packs. I got my boy Ed Cruz on the track. Nothing so much. Yeah, let's get it.
Shorty wanna make me fly all night, all my life. She wanna give me love.
First thing I wanna say, I love pussy. Niggas get money, ain't nothing like pussy. If it's sitting up, looking real fat, getting super wet, love to eat it like that. Beat it from the back, gripping on your damn hips. I take it out that pussy, beat it on your damn lips. Flip her on the side, tell her hold her legs up. He's gushing, wetter and wetter. Throw that pussy from the bed, beat it from the bed. Home pills on, yeah, eat it from the bed. Let her ride my face, juice dripping on my chest. I'm a beast during sex, relieve a lot of stress. Whole lot of bread, that's a whole lot of head. Ready to fuck, time to go to bed. Eat a lot of pussy, home lick around the head. And I fuck a lot of hoes, cause I love to kill the head. What's up?
Shorty wanna make me fly all night, all my life. She wanna be me. How you see right eyes on the side? Shorty wanna make me fly all night, all my life. She wanna give me love.
Miss pretty pussy, girl,
again, I ain't ready to go. We can drink some old liquor, roll the blood of that drove. Butt naked, no clothes, I mean you pussy hoe. Eat it up, suck it some more. Baby, let me fuck again, I ain't ready to go. We can drink some old liquor, roll the blood of that drove. Butt naked, no clothes, I mean you pussy hoe.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? This your boy, Bad to Total Package. This what I do, so smooth production. My boy, Ed Cruz on the shred. We here now.
Yeah, a little raw uncut right there. Nigga Banshee, you know what I'm saying, representing real big. We have Banshee on the show pretty soon. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to Mr. Grim to the Reaper. You know what I'm saying? We got Mr. Grim to the Reaper live on the show tomorrow. Make sure y'all tune in for that. You know what I'm saying? Tone It Down Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to Folk Miles, Folk Lauderdale, MIA, the whole boot down there. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down real big. Y'all already know. Damn, I see a lot of air, man. Hello? Fuck all the air coming from. Damn, I don't like that shit though. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Damn, I hate all the air, man. Too much air in the damn line. What the hell going on? Alright, fuck it. ED, how you feeling that track talking about it's nasty and shit?
It was nasty. That's all I can say about it.
No. But you liked it. I understand.
You like it too.
I'm a motherfucking man. Shit, that's what I do. Take it out and put it on your forehead, goddammit. Shit, fuck it. Is that what you like, girl? I'm going to give it to you. Big ups, 813 in the building, man. Prince Fade, man. What it do, homie?
Yeah, yeah. Hiding the motherfucker about to pass out.
No, nigga, I don't give a damn. By the time I come over there, I know it better be something in reserves, goddammit. I ain't got shit to smoke on my show. I've been sober for like 2 hours, going on another 2 hours and shit. When I get across town, boys, on the motherfucking pop.
Yeah, I already know.
Motherfucking pop. Let me play this old off hit. You know what I'm saying? I'm representing Trey Fold. This my nigga Lil Lee, balling. You know what I'm saying? Then we're going to come back with my dog Prince Babe. Going
out. Shout out to my
big
boy Lil Lee.
Let's see. Yeah, what's up with Lil Lee? Nigga still locked up and shit?
Yeah, my little homie locked up, but I'm a dog.
That nigga, boy, he can't buy his way out from the jailhouse. Boy, that nigga, shit. But see, that's a bad investment. Let me tell y'all motherfuckers too, man. I mean, if you trying to build your reputation up by going in and out of jail and thinking that's going to build a rap name up for you, that ain't a good thing. One thing that do, that shows instability, you know what I'm saying, in you as an artist. I ain't finna put no money behind nobody who keep going in and out of motherfucking jail. And I know I got a motherfucking $20,000 show book, you know what I'm saying? And then your ass is motherfucking the pokey and shit. And you the headline in that, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you just got to be careful, man. Once you start calling yourself an artist, get all your dirt on out the way. Because once you in trying to focus on that craft, you bring a lot of other people in your circle that ain't got time to be with that bullshit. Not me as a DJ for putting your songs on different mixtapes. For me even talking about you, introducing you to different people. You know what I'm saying? That'll be a whole waste of time, man. And you sitting off in the goddamn jailhouse, just like now, finna play the fucking song. And motherfucking tell me it's hot, motherfucking tell me it's not. But it don't fucking matter, because he ain't even out to goddamn do anything about the shit. So. What's that?
What do you think about Chris Brown?
What about him?
What do you think?
Not a damn thing.
I mean, who the fuck cares? Shit, we get ass, hoes get their ass whooped in the hood every motherfucking day. Shut your goddamn mouth. You won't get slapped across that motherfucker. You fuck with the wrong nigga. A nigga like me, I don't put my hands on women, but I would choke the shit out your ass if you cross me. Now, I'm going to tell you like that, because like, when the police come, they ain't going to see me beating your ass. They ain't going to see no slap across you. Hey, stop, Judge. That was Judge Dredd just passed by. Hell yeah, that's his ass on the motorcycle. Big ups, nigga, Judge Dredd. But anyways, like I was saying, you know what I'm saying? It's disrespectful. If you put your, if you're a female and you put yourself in a man's place, then you're going to get treated like a man. I'm not going to step down and act like no motherfucking female. And I know some hard-ass females out there, but I still ain't going to step down and act like I'm no motherfucking female. So don't step up and act like you no man. You know what I'm saying? You can't do the things I can do, and I ain't trying to do the things that you can do. So let's just keep that even divide and keep it motherfucking moving. Huh? Yeah. Big up my nigga Lil Lee, and we balling. I ain't getting it all into that old Chris Brown shit. Because as soon as you get money, that's when the motherfucking the eyeball is on you. So don't get no money and get famous.
I'ma leave a nigga talk 28 inches clean cut out the rim and out something like a sex appeal. Women eat it all from Hanukkah to Gucci Bill. Cooper Steve, Finn Alford, scooped up the ass ass. You'll never see me locking like Tyree Quarter. You'll never hear me talking from across the water. Baby, if we're on the coffin, tell you about it. That's hating on the growing down. Just shoot up the inside. Don't tell I tell down the grandma came around. Red beans in the chair rapper. Cold that Jesus like a skin on a golden apple. All in. Transforming to a office, sitting at the desk white. Fuck what them niggas talking, I told them to chill. But my flat head to leave them walking. Roy's got mucking up. I'm pushing gorilla donkeys, fuck calling your bitch. Grown ladies to do the talking, elder people real. Blow trees out of up and talking out of my foot. Hey, I'm gonna keep myself off and smoking weed on my car. Two women and two dogs, and went to jump the talk to look. Girls hurting me, call off, and what about the sneaker spray? Ass folks straight off, and I just know my second spray. Don't go like see y'all.
If you have acne, you should use what? Differin. It gets rid of pimples in one day. Hey, all the freaking infomercials off in the damn chat room and shit, man. Hey, are you working for Differin or something?
If they want me to, I will.
Well, you're not working for them. It's no freaking free advertisement here, people. OxyClean and Noxzema. Hell, like, I don't give a damn shit. It's a free fucking radio station anyway. Somebody pay me, goddammit. Shit. Pay me being on this song, bitch. I damn so be glad. Y'all already know how we're doing it, man. Live right here. I got my dog, Prince B. One park off in the building. You know what I'm saying? I'm going real big. 813 in the building. You know what I'm saying? Doing what it does. Got a new track from my dog, Prince Fabe. You know what I'm saying? It's called Get Like Me.
Hell yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, I got my dog, Lawyer. Oh, I got Lawyer.
Bryce, where you at? Yeah.
Oh, no, that ain't all. Okay, we got Cali back on the line. We got New York back on the line.
I hear.
All right. And we got 813 in the building. We got New York on the line. Hey, lady, with all the freaking different links and stuff you popping in there. It's $2 a link.
Hey, much love to everybody listening, man.
Just drop in the link. Yeah, she in there advertising, man. Goddamn ED.
Can I do a commercial?
Pimple medication and shit. What kind of shit is that? Fucking acne.
Can I do a commercial since she's doing commercials?
Yeah, go ahead. It's recorded. I'll chop these bitches up and use them later on.
All right, done. Hello. I'm Goofy Bone of Straight Loke Records, and I use Grape Optimo to make sure your blunt is so juicy, full of grapes. Use what the real players and gangsters use in the hood. Grape Optimo.
What?
My choice for your blunt.
Oh, blunt.
Was that good? Shut up, girl. You're ruining my commercial.
Fucked all up the commercial. God damn it. Take two.
Right.
God damn, ED. Shit, girl. I gave you your time in the
chat
room.
I thought you were just talking.
No, you doing commercials. You did your commercials all in the chat. Well, matter of fact, let me do her damn commercial. Let's see.
No, that's not my commercial.
That is your damn commercial. I'm finna say it now. If you have acne, you should use Different. It gets rid of pimples in a day. Check them out at www.different.com. You've heard it here first from Professor ED Zone. DJ smells so good. Tell them we didn't send you, motherfuckers. You
fucking shit.
Fucking acne.
God. But yeah, Grape Optimos, everybody. I'm sponsored by them, and
But you say grape, though. I don't even think I seen no Grape Optimos. I ain't seen no Flavor Optimos. Fave, they got Flavor Optimos in the store?
They got great water. Navy smoking, too. Navy smoking.
I'm saying I ain't never heard no flavored Optimo, period, though.
Give me your address. I'll send you some, man.
Yeah, well, shit, I'm going to have to send you some motherfucking white grape cigarillos, because y'all ain't got that shit up there. And that white grape is the what? The
biggity-boo. No, that shit be tasting like strawberries. I mean, grape.
That white grape, boy, I don't give a fuck. I'm telling you, that white grape make you put other flavors down, boy.
For real? Send that shit to me.
That shit, they're off the motherfucker. I got to send you some tracks anyway. I got to send you some. You want tangible tracks, though?
You know what? Give me anything, man. I'll make sure it's heard out here.
Yeah, Prince Fade.
Yeah. I'm saying, do you want me to send you some MP3? Because you gave me a mailing address to send some shit to.
Oh, you just send me CDs. It don't matter. Just whatever.
Well, I mean, it's quicker to do MP3s than me. You know.
Oh, okay.
Send you a whole zip file with shit. Everything you motherfucking want and need in that bitch.
All right. Yeah. And make sure Money for Sale's on there, because I'll be mad if it ain't.
Matter of fact, what I'm going to do, I'm gonna send you some mixtapes that I made, and then all you got to do is, boom, drop your track on it and keep it moving.
All right.
You feel me? It's already a pre-made mixtape with some hot shit on it. Well, man, hell, I can do that. I can put the goddamn song on there, my damn self, and just send you the fucking file, and all you got to do is burn that bitch up. It's got everybody that's been on the show. You know, and that's really like how I like to make, you know, mixtapes. Just, you know, people who actually participate with me. You show me love, I'm going to show you love.
Yeah.
But just to be throwing a bitch on there because a bitch asks you to, you know, I really don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Prince Fabe, how long have I been saying I'm going to play your shit?
Down there a long time. Too long.
And until you participated, now you get to hear your shit. You know what I'm saying? You showed me how true you are to yourself and your craft. Shit, I can't do nothing but be just as real as you been. You know, that's any artist out there. Any artist. If you're on your grind, you're going to make me be on my grind just as hard.
So, girl, you're telling me you got pimples?
No. When they come, I use different and they go away in like a day. I was just saying. But
when they come.
If you keep it off of your face, then
when they come.
Hell no.
Shout out to the professor. When they come.
What the hell kind of, what the fuck is that, a beach ball on your head or something?
Huh?
Oh, well.
The goddamn professor's picking shit. What the hell is blurred shit you got? That's a what?
TV.
That's a TV.
It's a blurry picture.
That's supposed to be a you?
Okay, but anyways, I have a question.
Is that supposed to be you? Oh, no, God. See, you getting a little too goddamn off the chain with this cutting me off shit.
Yeah.
Gotta go ahead and put the belt down on them. Anytime they get out of hand, fellas.
Right now.
I can't even slap or something to do a cyber slap and cyber mute her ass.
Well, I hope
beat that up. Beat that up, goddammit. Nah, talk back on that. There's no undisciplined on this show. This is a disciplined show. Fuck shit ass just happens to be the favorite words that be repeated on this show. But this is a disciplined show. You know? I want to have some order up in there. Yeah, man. What the hell going on with these damn New York cities.
New York City.
Freaking New Yorkers. All right.
Get a rope.
You back amongst the fellas.
Okay, can I continue?
Hell no, until you answer the damn question. Who the hell is in the picture?
I'm in the picture. I'm saying there's a TV on my head. Like, it's not on my head. It's behind me.
That white thing?
Yes. What else?
You got a big ass white thing on your motherfucking head. That is not a TV.
Sorry.
It looks like an egg or a ball, a fucking Easter egg or something.
What the fuck are you doing?
Let it be a ball, okay? Can I continue what I was going to say?
What the fuck? You got a hamburger on your head and shit?
Yes, I do. Thank you. Can I continue?
Hell no. That's what you're going to continue to do. You're going to continue to get muted.
Muted.
You are coming with unmutual respect.
Muter.
Answer the question, and you will be able to continue on your journey. Until then, we're going to keep muting you, lady, all right? And we're back with Professor E.D.
I have nothing. All
right, what you want, woman? God damn it. What do you want?
It doesn't even matter anymore.
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. All right, let's get into the song, people. Let's get into the song. If you wait them out, stall them out long enough, this is the end result. Live right here on Regular Game Radio.
The end result.
The end result. You keep them quiet. You got to stall them out and shit. You know what I'm saying? Stall their ass out.
Bruh. Yeah.
All right. I'm
well, here you go. Here we go.
Get on into it, man. Hey, Edie, get like me, girl. Or
no, you get like me.
Get like Prince Fabe. How about that?
Let him know.
Yeah,
let him know.
Yeah.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's what it is, man.
Fuck what it's called, man.
You want to sing that song, sir?
Check this shit out. They don't wanna see me riding in a can of thing. Throwing up gang signs on my niggas' main. And we made the things rain like a Holocaust. Blurping out my words cause they told me not to cuss. And you caused a lot of fuss, but I'ma solve all that. Fucking creepin' in your hood when I'm in all black. And I'ma unload. I'm dumbin' at your pussy hoes. Rastafari rule boys. And we told a lot of joys. We sold a lot of drugs, but they going for the low. Just like my guy, please hurry up and lie. When I'm poking out my eyes, tell my mama not to cry, please. Hold on, it's gonna be okay. Riding in the Chevrolet, yeah, I got it today. I'ma get it sprayed, homie, you can get touched. Shooting up the whole house, you better stop fucking with us. Get like you, now get like me. I do my own thing, flipping down big screens. Get like you, now get like me. I just wanna chill, so homie, pop a pill. Get like you, now get like me. I do my own thing, flipping down big screens. Get like you, now get like me. I just wanna chill, so homie, pop a pill. Get like you, now get like me. I do my own thing, flipping down big screens.
get like you, now get like me. I just wanna chill, so homie, pop a
You say you wanna ride her, baby girl, take a chance. Riding in the fast lane like we in the ambulance. Niggas always scurry in the morning, niggas blurry. I used to watch Murray till my bitch got blurry. Cause every day is murder, but when it come to you, you assess a little thing. Plus I think your way is cute, in the boot and in the shoe. It even don't matter, cause I'm all about my money. Yeah, yeah, I'm stacking chatter, now they all on my side. Like a chick when I test, I lay a nigga out like a cheat on the bed. Get him infrared, what you thought it was done. Every time I come around, you know I pack me a gun. You know it's off on my lawn for when it come to the weed. I need every single bug, please reach out to me. Cause if you do, it's bitch a perfect when I knock your ass out. You just a street reject and you ain't selling no clout. Sneak through your back door, put my gun in your mouth, yeah. Get like you, now get like me. I do my own thing, flipping down big screens. Get like you, now get like me. I just wanna chill, so homie, pop a pill. Get like you, now get like me. I do my own thing, flipping down big screens. Get like you, now get like me. I just wanna chill, so homie, pop a pill. Get like you, now get like me. I do my own thing, flipping down big screens. Get like you, now get like me. I just wanna chill, so homie, pop a pill. Multiple times we have fight me and my friends shooting dice, smoking weed, trying to get us a meal. Everybody had their own thing, they own cane. They locked my homeboy Jeff up. A damn shame, I'm crying many nights on the block. For selling rocks, now everybody toting blocks of shit. You drop it quick, we post it up on 30 second bitch. You know the bitch, I told my homies, don't get a grip. They on my dick, when it comes to the bitches. On the road, to the riches. I'm riding with my niggas, same size, and I'm missing. Yeah, they shot my little homie, yeah, yeah, man, I miss it. You thought a nigga did it, but I need it, don't get it, yeah.
Get like you, now get like me. I do my own thing, flipping down big screens. Get like you, now get like me. I just wanna chill, so homie, pop a pill. Get like you, now get like me. I do my own thing, flipping down big screens. Get like you, now get like me. I just wanna chill, so homie, pop a pill. Get like you, now get like me. I do my own thing, flipping down big screens. Get like you, now get like me. I just wanna chill, so homie, pop a pill.
All right, y'all, I'm about to do something extra special, man. My own one motherfucking mic ain't been on the goddamn show in like forever Sundays, man. And we finna step down his show real quick, and we finna see. Y'all, hold on 1 second. Hold on. Hold on. Unmute everybody. I'm unmuting everybody. You know what I'm saying? We're back live. Check this out, man. Mike Henderson is on live, right?
Mike.
Yeah, so we've been a caller to his show.
Mike Henderson.
Oh, no, we ain't on the line. I'm going to click over.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were.
Yeah, we've been calling to
his show. Man, what they think?
Oh, ain't nobody in here right now. That's why that's the key thing about playing this shit, man. But one thing about this here, dog, you can send your peoples back to blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr. That's SmellyBTR.
It's on your card, ain't it?
Yeah, and you can send them there, and then they can either download the episode for themselves or they can play it back and listen to it, you know what I'm saying, for themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, the shit is recorded. Download it, put it on a mixtape, do whatever the fuck you want to do. It's there. It's available.
All right, appreciate that, though.
Yeah, definitely. But that's what, I mean, what I've been telling artists, like, with the interviews and stuff like that. Yeah. With the interviews is to keep the, I'm almost going to say you got the new Rick Ross. Deeper, okay, new Rick Ross is out, deeper than rap. Check new Rick, well, fucking, whatever. And they ain't nothing but some street funds, you know what I'm saying? All my street hustlers out there bootlegging. You know what I'm saying? The new Rick Ross is out in the streets now. Go hit your local website and get that shit, man. Fuck that. On that real big, man. Thanks to the internet shit. But, hold on.
Huh? Where everybody at?
He on the line. One Park on the line. One Park, you still there?
Yeah, I'm about to go.
Oh, where the hell you headed to?
Huh?
You say you about to go. Where you about to head to?
Get something to eat.
Where Mike Henderson at?
Oh, yeah, hold on. I got to click over and call into the show real quick. Let's call over and call into the show.
On the show, Rick.
Yeah, here we go. Hold on.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You are now in the host queue.
My shoe size is like a football.
Yeah, it's a football, for real. It's a football. Big time.
Listen.
Okay. Oh, man.
He got a click a pin and shit. We just hear.
I'm like eating it. And at the same time, I'm like, you know, getting everything ready for the show. polishing up on what we got to do as far as like the computers and stuff in here, though. Still dealing with the system problems that we have, though.
Oh, great, ain't here?
And like, I know it sat in there for at least 40 minutes and it's still hot. Yeah, and then I get it, though, and sour cream's off in there, though. And me and sour cream don't get along together, though, but the sour cream was kind of slid to the side. You know, and it looks
the
like
hell
a,
is he
a
talking
hunk
about?
Meat. And,
Michael?
Huh?
For those of us who have not eaten, we really don't want to hear about your potatoes.
Okay.
Thank you. I don't know what
your
the hell you talking about.
No.
Well, they, what are you waiting on?
I'm waiting to get this load off. Once I do that, then it's on.
Whatever you want to. I don't know what the deal is, because I'd have dug in a long time ago.
Well, E.D., E.D., you need to call back
anyway,
in.
Anyway, how about
All right, hold on, girl. We're on another show now. Don't be acting all crazy and shit now. We're on somebody else's show.
I do not
act
crazy.
I knew you were going to do that. I knew you were going to put me on the show. We're going to be talking about other stuff. Anyway, moving on to the odd news.
Moving right along. Ladies, where were we?
Karen's available, because she keeps kicking them to the curb.
Yeah, I should have made you feel bad. That old goddamn distorted-ass picture you put up there, E.D. Put that shit down.
Excuse me?
No, I'm not. I have a hamburger on my head.
Hello? Don't go silent on me now.
I'm being threatened by DJ Smell So Good.
Goddamn right. Pick it up. Pick it up.
We're here to take over your show.
Boom. Damn right.
You are now off the host queue.
I'm being greedy right now. I ain't going to pick it up.
But now in the host queue.
Damn, man, I'm back in the host queue. Look at that shit.
I control the switchboard. I can cut their butts off.
Mike Harrison.
But I ain't going to do the brothers like that. Let me go on.
Mike Harrison.
Yeah, what's happening?
Oh, we ain't even know we was unplugged, man. We ain't know we you know what I'm saying? My bad.
Oh, but y'all threatened me in the chat room, man.
You know it. Where the hell you been at, man?
Dude, I had some things I had to take care of, though. Plus, we had some severe technical difficulties Monday. I was battling that.
Oh, man, we're about to put a BTR APB on you, man.
Putting up on me.
We probably wouldn't have a damn, man. You done missed the whole family feud. We done had popping off and everything, man. Damn, we miss you,
no,
Mike.
Man, I'm still here. I'm still looping, though, but we just had to really deal with some difficulties. We got some viruses in on the system, though, and it just went crazy, man.
Oh.
I mean, crazy.
Mike.
Yeah, what's that?
This is Goofy Ball, man. I just saying, hey, man, I missed you.
What's happening, baby?
How you doing?
All right, I'm doing just fine, bro. How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm good, man. I'm glad everything's good to where you're back on, because we've been missing you, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. I appreciate that, though. I'm sorry. I was trying to make it happen Monday, but it just didn't actually pan out. But I'm going to get back on Wednesday. So I can get with my piece and let them know that everything's all right. Y'all don't think somebody twisted off and shot my ass over here or something.
Yeah, and we missed the sexiest truck on the road. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Miss Karen.
Karen?
Karen?
Oh, she probably hit a low spot somewhere, though. What's up in Cali, man?
Flirt. Well, you know I'm on live right now. You know when we're doing an old show-to-show call right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know we're doing a show-to-show call. I
yeah.
know that.
So now this calls the jam up, which I don't understand why. Like, when I'm doing it here, do you hear any echo, any feedback, anything?
Not at all.
Okay, so this went down yesterday. You missed a whole bunch of drama. I ain't finna stir all that shit back up because I know somebody's going to tell you. But a whole bunch of drama, I mean, like a BTR soap opera went down yesterday.
Are you serious?
I mean, dog, the shit hit the fan yesterday for two shows. And we had to, and Sweet D Love had to come back just last night, Whispering Fantasies, and Ann J had to make a calm down show at like 1:30 in the morning, dog, so everybody can like pipe the fuck down. I mean, shit got, oh, it's got ignorant on here, man.
Oh, man.
All over one person. And guess who?
Who?
Man, I ain't even going to give him the satisfaction, man. It's the co-host of BC.
Are you serious?
The co-host of BC. And that should tell you enough, because everybody knows who the hell that old crackpot ass dude is. So if you know his crackpot host, or you've been on PP's show, I ain't even going to keep putting out everybody's show name, but if you've been on PP's show, and you heard that the crazy-ass dude that be having as his co-host, who I done rolled on, you know what I'm saying, before. You know, I had to ride on his ass. You don't ever disrespect me, homie. You don't even know me like that. You know what I'm saying? And I hate to do the old cyber-bullying and act like a cyber-gangster, but you know, it's like, hey, I don't know it yet. You ain't going to tell me where you live at for me to ride on you.
You got to let him know, though.
Yeah, I mean, Mike, dog, it went down so... I mean, it went down to the point where there was 50 people... from Sun's show on PP's show on the phone.
What?
I mean, dog, it got so bad that where it was so much echoing and feedback that after the stuff really didn't even blow over. You know what I'm saying? But apologies was made and everything. Apologies, blah, blah, blah. I mean, dude had to shut his show down 3 times in order for him to get back on the line to host his own show.
We can't have no blog talk radio division up in here.
You feel me? And what I keep saying, this is a community, man. When it comes to these hosts, when it comes to hosts, man, we all a BTR community. He's swearing up and down, oh, I'm here just for me. Man, I don't want to hear that old selfish BS.
Yeah, but come on now. No,
I don't want to hear that. You feel me?
For real. I mean, think about it, though. I like the idea of actually being part of the community because I was actually embraced by it as well, don't I?
Right.
The blog talk community. But not everybody's on that same page. You know that.
And been finding that out. And we sure enough found that out. Because for me, dog.
Like, I mean, there's a community, like, people I haven't even met face to face. And we so cool. It's like we've been hanging, like, for a minute.
Forever, yeah.
For real, though. And, you know, and I love that, though. But you're going to wind up running into some folks, especially as big as this community is, as big as this network is, that there's going to be some folks that, you know, just ain't with it. So our best bet, as far as I'm concerned, live and let live. We hang with our own, though, and just leave that element alone, though, especially if you don't want a part of it, though. Now, I ain't got nothing against the brother, but still, if that's the tip you're on,
it just got real. It became a black and a white issue, which, when it comes to BTR, there is no color. I don't know how you might sound as black as you are, you know what I'm saying, but you still be a white dude, you know what I'm saying? With a black picture pasted up. I mean,
I'm a black fan.
Yeah, you feel me? I mean, Goofy Bone, I didn't know he was Mexican. I could have said he was a white dude. You know what I'm saying? I could have said he was black. Could have said he was a Cuban or Hispanic. But what would it matter? You know what I'm saying? As long as he's enjoying what he's hearing and they coming here to support us every day.
Exactly. I don't care where you come from. Cause remember you were talking about the international. The national and international influence that we could actually have, and the audience that we could have, though, that's just friends that brought. Though, this is like local radio. This is like national and international.
Yeah, this ain't got, man, we pissing on local radio, man.
So it's welcome to be a part of that.
We just pissing on local radio.
And that's why we're going to find him an international woman.
Right. No, you're not.
Yeah, but it went down, man. I mean, Love got showed, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to the sexy ladies of the night that really held it down, brung all the bad energies, man. They created a lot of good energy in their show, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to Sweet D Love for holding that down for us. And she really brought some things back into perspective and really, you know, just calm some nerves down, man. It was really, I thought we was finna have a BTR lynching on this mug. it got like I thought BTR, Mindy, Morgan, and John C. Sweet was finna have to get on the phone live and be like, y'all need to calm down, cause y'all making our servers hot. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if that's what it's gonna take though, because like they've been like, you know, especially John Sweet, you know, he's been promoting the idea of actually unity and harmony among everybody though.
Right.
And they even still allow you to agree to disagree.
Right.
Like I got on a conservative show and voiced my opinion. A guy hit me back with his opinion though, but it was still respect as far as that's concerned. I still respect that guy, and he's a white guy.
Right. That was in your comment. I seen the comment.
Yeah,
the
comment. And yeah. I respect his opinion as far as that's concerned, and that's. But I'm not getting back on his show raising hell or raising the roof or nothing like that. That's his opinion.
Right.
The same way I have mine. And that's.
Hey, woman! I told you we're on somebody else's show now. Hold up.
I know.
Hey, I'm sorry, Mike. Let me introduce you to my peoples, man. I'm sorry. I'm being rude as a host myself. I got four-way, you know what I'm saying? I got my dog Goofy Bone on the line with me. I got Professor E.D. She's from Long Island, New York. She want to say what's up to you.
Hey, how you doing, Professor?
I'm good.
I had to give her that name. You know, we don't. She got a government-looking name in the chat room. It looked like, you know what I'm saying, it's a real name. I don't even... Except for you, Mike. You the only person I ain't gave a fictitious name to. Well, everybody else, they get a play name. I don't even want to know your government name. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. You might get into something and they ask me questions. No, all I knew her name was Professor E.D.
Well, how you doing, Professor E.D.?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, I'm just fine. Blessed and no longer stressed. So... Yeah, I got like some of these headaches out the way as far as I'm concerned. But man, that is phenomenal that like people would actually get on there and next thing you know you got a big revolt going.
Yeah. But this is one thing, Mike. I mean, I'm pretty sure you would call all the dogs. If anybody came on your show and called and guest up in here, and guest, I don't give a damn male or female, but more than likely a male. So if somebody came up in and called just last night a fat bitch. You tell me what ramifications will be popping off from that.
You called me fat.
Oh, girl, look at your picture. You skinny as damn raindrops can't hit you. Shit. And you on my show. You know the layout of my show. It's a difference between going into somebody's show or being on somebody's show and you don't know the layout of it. You know what I'm saying? And nobody don't give you that advisory. When I tell you on my show, I tell you it's uncut, uncensored. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. You say what you want to say, and then that's cool. As long as you don't get on here and call people fat bitches, and I don't call you that. And I don't even know you like that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you like that.
If you knew him like that, that's one thing. If you have that kind of banter going as far as saying, okay, that's fine, though. But, like, somebody you don't know.
I mean, and it was just the context of how it came out. You feel me?
Yeah.
It just, that went back all the way, like, 400 years, like some slavery type shit. That's how the attitudes came out. Like he pulled some real slave to the master type shit, and we rode. I mean, I ain't lying, dog. I mean, you could check his. You can't check his archive though. That's the only thing. Between his son's show and PP show, I'm telling you, dog. They had like 100 people on the in between each show. Because after that, PP show dumped over and came over to sound show. You know what I'm saying? Then after that, it's like they dumped over and came over to each other show until they tried to bring it to the sexual revolution hosted by Sweet D. Lee. It wasn't even going down like that. She put him on mute so quick after he even mentioned the first few lines of what was going down. I was like, please, I don't want to hear it, man. It's too early in the morning. We all done, you know, got ourselves worked up. Please, Sweet D. Love is talking dirty on the phone. Please put that mug on mute. Quick, fast, and early. If anybody heard Sweet D. Love doing her thing, you do not want to be hearing no man talking. So yeah, man, it was still good. I mean, it was a learning experience for everybody, though. I would say that because now we do see the respect level that we have to have. I mean, this ain't imaginary. You know what I'm saying? You're just not typing in the chat room. It's one thing about the chat room, but when you come on live on the air. you are being recorded. You are live and being recorded. Everything you can say will and can be brought back up against you at a later date, and it's in the archives forever. Not ever, but ever.
Ever.
So I had to put an EB on that mug forever.
Ramifications of what they put out there, because you're going to be held accountable.
Right. His justification, well, I said it, and then it was over 5 seconds later. How is it? It's never over until you either don't post that episode for the archives, or you post the episode for the archives, and then it's never over. I mean, because I can't even imagine how many people actually went back and checked out both archives of each show. And I guarantee their numbers are way more staggering than what they ever seen before, just because of what, you know what I'm saying, what popped off last night. Guaranteed. I guarantee. I told them, please bring that madness on my show. I need the ratings. I got a mute button for you. You can ask ET. You get off the chain with me. Hey,
okay.
I educate you quick.
We still got a Karen. You still there, sweetie?
Yep.
Hey, what's your topic today? What you got going on?
Well, I'm gonna go over some.
Hello.
You finna do what?
I don't know. Did you fall out of the chair?
No, I didn't fall out of my chair. I'm grabbing the phone. Okay, now topic for today though, we're just mainly gonna do just some odd news, and we're gonna recap on exactly what went on as far as, like, you know, Monday. And over the holidays and everything else as well, though. And, you know, people, look, if President Obama wants to stand next to a 6 foot Easter Bunny and talk, let the man talk.
A 6 foot Easter Bunny?
They can't do anything without it actually becoming under scrutiny, though. And, like, you know, Ronald Reagan had jelly beans. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, what they making a big deal over y'all paganistic holiday or something? That ain't got nothing to do with Obama. He didn't create no fake Easter. No fake Easter bunny. No damn Easter bunny don't lay no Cadbury eggs. Don't lay eggs, period. So why? I don't, I'm trying to, you know, understand what was the problem. What the issue came at, you know what I'm saying? What was the issue?
Michael, what's the issue? Hello?
Karen, grab
it. Yeah, Mike over there playing hooky on his own show. All right, well, check this out, y'all.
Is he playing hooky or nookie? He's single, man. Yeah,
I'm a co-host, so
co-host.
Yeah.
Oh, hush. It's about crazy and odd news. The boy's single again. That's crazy and odd. How about that?
Hey, watch him out, man.
We're going to put him out there.
What's in this out, y'all? Hey, I'll just call
you. I love you, Karen. Karen.
That's real. We got much love for Miss Karen, all our big truck drivers out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Toot it one time for us, girl. Oh, you really riding and shit. I know all y'all heard that. Y'all know all y'all. And, hey, Karen, don't you always get that when you pass by the school bus, the little kids, they're always putting their arms out the window and shit, hit the horn.
Yeah.
Do you do it for them? Do you be a good sport and do it?
Every time.
Yeah.
Whole sense of that, bro.
I'll be having to put a middle finger to all y'all want to be tough neck truck drivers out there. They don't want to be showing love to the kids now. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? By y'all hitting the horn, that might influence that kid to want to, you know what I'm saying, become a truck driver one day and help America out.
Yeah.
You know, it was an influence to me.
I'll truck driver crazy. That's okay. You're going to be the next crazy truck driver.
Hey, Karen, I love you. This is Goofy Bone from California, girl.
Oh, I love you, too.
Hey, don't be dating on here.
Hey come on,
hey,
man.
Whatever.
I belong to every woman out there, Mike.
I ain't messing with y'all
in
a while,
but
you're finna get it, right?
You know, I had to say the same thing on my show. ED was doing the same thing for one of the members of his crew, trying to love connect. Hey, I charge $2 a connection. I don't even play. I need $2.
Hey, but
you know my brother, he wanted to put my picture on the internet so at least people can see who they're talking to.
Okay, fine.
I'm gonna do it.
How about that?
And we don't want the picture of her truck either. Yeah, this is just a representation of my this is my sister, you know what I'm saying? She drive for
the truck. That's it.
The truck.
That's all y'all need.
Hey, I ain't making no love connections, you know what I'm saying? I love everybody, you know what I mean?
That's real. That's real. Ain't nothing but that big love, man.
He's just loving me, Mike. Just
Chill out. Yeah, well, yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Mike, chill.
Moving on to my aunt, man. Who's still here. The Mike Henderson Show, blogtalkradio.com. Thank you very much. So I got my bunch of clothes today. There ain't nobody.
See what I got to deal with, man? Y'all see that?
Hey, Hanley, you good. You've been with me all your life. Don't even try. No, you dug in. They learning. They the one visiting.
You know what I'm saying? We late on the bad situation. You already
okay,
seasoned.
First story out the hole. This comes from the UK.
No, here right, we go.
Gonna check out one story, and we're gonna be.
Yeah, man jailed for spraying urine and feces on food.
Excuse me.
That's in Florida.
Did you say he peed on somebody's phone?
Oh my
God! You say he peed on somebody's phone.
Talk about the idea of like you know I heard of fertilizing stuff, but that's usually supposed to go down after the fact.
They need to make it
unemployed
whatever
chemist was jailed Tuesday for spraying a mix of urine and feces on food, wine, and children's books in several British stores.
What?
And he mixed the shit up?
Sounds like a creative character.
He needs to make him eat it wherever he was. Oh.
What?
Sano Dalafala, a 42-year-old Algerian, carried a mix on his waist, you know, a mix of his waist in a container of weed killer concealed in a laptop bag. Using a nozzle which poked out the bag, he was able to spray large areas, leaving a powerful stench and causing tens of thousands of dollars worth of damage.
Wow. Stench? I can't even. Ew. You just. What?
I'm telling you, try sleeping with one of them women.
Wow.
That's a stench.
No.
That's a stench.
I'm sleeping with one of the women.
And where that went down at?
In London.
Oh, well.
Oh, they got him in London, too.
Well, we don't have nowhere close to there.
Got problems in London, too, I guess. Okay, now, here's also proof right here, this next story, though. Check this out, guys. This is proof that, like, Dallas ain't the only place where cops got problems.
Now, you heard about the three cops that got ambushed down here and got shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what about the four up here in Oakland?
How about somebody doing something stupid?
Oh,
you guys in California had four of them to get killed at one time, didn't you?
Yeah, we got four in 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this was three all at once. Dude.
And doing something stupid. And this is in Moscow, another place we can't go.
Oh, shit.
Three off-duty Russian policemen were fired on Monday for driving drunk through Moscow's Red Square in the early hours of the morning, dressed in their police uniforms.
The hood got it.
A medical examination revealed that all three policemen were drunk. They have tarnished the honor and dignity of police officers. Russians are some of the world's heaviest drinkers, and demographers often cite high alcohol consumption as a factor in the low life expectancy of Russian men.
Man, so that's what you were doing when you were over there, Michael, drinking?
Huh?
So that's what
that was
you
German, I was not going to Red Square. It wasn't going to happen.
I bet you were.
Brother wouldn't have made it back.
No. Oh, Mike, where you get that odd news from, Mike?
We're on Yahoo.
Oh, just type in all the little videos that be showing?
No, just go to the Yahoo page and go to the news, and they'll say, like, offbeat or all. Actually, says odd news.
Oh, okay.
Odd news?
Odd news at yahoo.com.
Okay.
Here's one for you. And now here's like parenting gone crazy. Great Falls, Montana. A 37-year-old woman was accused of driving her son and his friends around the city as a teen stole items from cars.
Oh, that's every day. Hey, read the Burger King one.
It's every day.
Burger King.
Oh, man, yeah.
Please learn about the case Saturday morning when a woman's husband called authorities to report he found a pile of stuff in his backyard that he suspected had been stolen. Court records said over $3,000 in items were stolen, including a set of golf clubs and power tools.
Read the Burger King one.
Yeah, for real. The woman was charged with accountability to theft and accountability to criminal trespass to a vehicle, along with endangering the welfare of children. Two 18-year-olds also faced the accountability charges, and five juveniles were arrested in the case.
Damn.
They're starting to round them up now.
Hold on, man. Hey, Mike, I'm finna drop you some shit off in your room, man. You gotta check this YouTube video out.
Is it the Giants one?
Man, this is nasty, dude. Man, I ain't even finna describe to you what these cats. Oh man, you ain't gonna eat Domino's after this. There it go for you. Click on that, man. That's coming to you. That's coming to you from Professor ED live. Oh man. Okay, hold on. We got. Let me click somebody in.
Check this out, Karen.
Damn, Sadie J got his name on his call ID. I hear you, Sadie.
A Saudi man divorces his wife by text message.
Divorced his what? Come on, man.
The Domino's dude. Pizza.
Yeah, he put the cheese in his nose, dog.
What?
No, put the cheese in his
nose. Yeah, I'm upset. I didn't even want to say that because I wanted y'all to at least go and check it first. If I tell you, you ain't finna go and look at it because, man.
Hey, Saudi man divorced his wife by text message. Saudi man is divorced his wife by text message. The man was in Iraq when he sent the SMS informing her she was no longer his spouse. He followed up with a telephone call to two of his relatives.
Wait a minute, he divorced his wife by text message?
Yeah, it's the first known divorce in Saudi Arabia by text message. After summoning the two relatives to check that he received word of her husband's intention.
He must be really afraid of her.
Hey,
shit, I broke up with a girl on a beeper.
For real, listen to this. For real, Saudi Arabia practices a strict form of Islamic Sharia law, and clerics preside over Sharia law at court as judges. Under the law, a man can divorce his wife by saying, "I divorce you," three times.
Shit, I wish we had that.
Yeah, for real. No, hold up, Bone. Let me get married and get divorced for the hell of it.
Fuck yeah, I would. Shit.
Well, I feel like the phone company, the cell phone company would make a killing.
Man, y'all cold.
Hey, Mike.
Hey,
I'm going to be down there on Thanksgiving because if you look, the Dallas Cowboys are playing the Raiders on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay, cool.
So you're definitely a Raiders fan, right?
Exactly.
You know Cowgirls gonna get that butt toasted.
Hell yeah.
Me and Bone are cool.
Hey, but anyways, much love to everybody.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, check it out, man, because you know what's up with some odd news that we've been up. We finna sit up here and get a little bit more wide open and disgusting than we can on your show, so,
Okay.
Yeah, much love, Mike. We love you, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Ms. Karen, you know.
Back.
Yeah, definitely that, man. Boy, I thought I was going to have to call John or something. John C. Sweet or somebody and be like, hey.
No, don't have John calling me, don't make it.
Where the man at? Hey, Ms. Karen. Much love, Ms. Karen, on that road, baby.
I love you, Ms. Karen. Drive safe.
That's real.
Love you, too.
All right, y'all. Peace. Yeah, we back. You know what I'm saying? That's how you do
good
it, man.
Good old Mike
got
Henderson, man.
Yeah, we got to call Mr. Motherfucking Mike up. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, man. I got to call one more motherfucking person. Hold on.
Call Bruce. Yo, what's up? This is Goofy Bone from Straight Loaf Records, giving a shout out to everybody who's listening to DJ Smell So Good. So, whoever's online. Hey, Professor, you online?
She was. I don't know what the hell she just went and do. She went to go do something.
Anyways, hi. Much love to listening to us.
Hello?
My dad's here smells so good. You
hey,
do
baby.
You, whatever the hell she talks about in the chat. Hey, girl. Oh.
Hey, my damn computer had crashed.
What?
Yeah, I had to restart it. I'm up and about now, though.
My heart just crashed right now.
Damn.
The what crashed?
Oh, you're getting me hot, girl. I need to take a break.
Ooh. Take a break then, baby.
That's a blunt, man. Want to hear that shit? Goddamn blunt. Shit. Hog and the herb and shit. No, but Mike back in town, man.
Okay, is he on the line?
No, well, yeah. we just left his room. We just left out of there. I just called over there and you know, because I seen him on. You know what I'm saying? Kicked the little Bobo representative for real quick, and then we getting a little bit more vulgar than we can on his show. You know, he don't allow cursing too much
and all that. Yeah,
much love, Mike. Cause
much love, Mike.
We're gonna freaking do what we want to do here, buddy. We're gonna freaking curse it up. We're gonna freaking uncut,
freaking
uncensored.
Curse if that's what the hell we want to do, dude.
Right.
Like, totally right, dude.
Hey, you got to log on though and come check the show out, cause I'm dropping some links. We got some gross shit for you to check out.
Okay, I'm gonna do that.
Like, yeah, sure. I'm right there.
I was trying to before this motherfucking computer crashed. I was trying to send you some shit. My piece, the woman.
Oh, no, it's the white. Man, I don't want to hear your little goof ass talk about the shit we just fucking watched.
What are you talking about?
The damn dude on the YouTube video. He, it's a video on here talking about how to get fired from Domino's. and then they ain't even know how to get fired. That's how to get your ass whooped. Because, shit, if I found out where you was at, and I know I ate at that damn Domino's at any time. Yeah. I got to come back and beat your ass just for GP. Just for GP. Just because you might have did it. And you was playing it all. I knew you was just being overly nice. You ain't even look like that type of nice person.
Damn.
The damn dude working at Domino's.
Can you believe that shit?
And they taping it. I mean, they right back there taping it. Like, yeah, this is...
Yeah, they're all having a great time, aren't they? Oh, shit, I wish that was me getting that nice sandwich because I would have fucked them kids up.
Goofy bone.
All right, we got Steady J did a video for
me
us. He uploading his video to I guess YouTube. Steady J is in the room. Big up Steady J out there. He did a little video for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I gotta upload my show on YouTube. Hold on.
Oh, you did it? You finished it? The one?
No. I gotta do it right now. Fuck.
Man,
I totally forgot.
That Bull Mangani, man. That Bull
fucking
Mangani.
Stoner.
Potheads. Freaking potheads, man.
Like you told me yesterday. You're working on something? Finish that.
I got to tell you that because I'm sitting here in the same dilemma. You know what I'm saying? I get rolling on the projects, but as soon as that first or second toke hit, man, shit. What was I supposed to do? Oh, shit, I'm working on a song. Okay, how far am I supposed to finish this? Fuck it, two more lines. All right, I'm going to find something else to do.
I like working on multiple projects because then once I knock them all out, I got like five songs or six songs in one shot, you know what I mean?
Hold on, people. Hold on.
Oh, shit. Hello, Shot Romance. This is Goofy Bone.
Hey,
in love with
Hi,
you.
I'm in
oh,
love
my
with
God.
Hey, hey,
the
hey,
Mississippi
hey.
Is just.
It's 99
just
cents per minute to talk anything to talk on PayPal and email. There
you go. There you go.
Shit, you told us to hold on, man.
We also take food stamps. No, check this out. This is coming from the Mexican ambassador. Says the U.S. should take marijuana legalization seriously. All right, so we finna click into the old guy that's sharing his views.
They're really thinking to legalize that shit.
They need to.
They really fucking need to. I mean, all the drugs is coming from Colombia and Mexico. So, I mean, shit, if you go ahead and legalize the herb, then y'all can do y'all little war on crack and powder. I wouldn't give a fuck. Shit, I'd be happy to the motherfucker. That means more people smoking with me instead of trying to jack me for my smoke. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit. So let's see what he's talking about, y'all.
Good morning again. The ambassador from Mexico is in New York this morning, Arturo Sarukin. Mr. Ambassador, thank you so much for joining us.
Drop the link in there. Everybody can check it out later on your own.
This week. at a time when the Mexican government is fighting these drug cartels, nearly 7,000 people killed in the violence down there last year.
No, but potheads in jail, man.
Number one,
bunch of fucking potheads.
What do you want from the United States on this front? And what will your president be telling President Obama when he gets?
Y'all can hear that, right?
No.
You said yeah?
Nope.
Y'all can't hear that?
Down
the
floor. Not that loud.
Oh. All right, hold on.
Mexico from South America.
Hold on.
I'm going to put the phone up to the speaker. Hold on.
Good morning again. The ambassador from Mexico is in New York this morning, Arturo Sarukin. Mr. Ambassador, thank you so much for joining us. The president goes to Mexico this week. At a time when the Mexican government is fighting these drug cartels, nearly 7,000 people killed in the violence down there last year. Number one, what do you want from the United States on this front? And what will your president be telling President Obama when he gets there?
First of all, Bob, that as most things in life, you need two to tango. And as Mexico seeks to shut down the flow of drugs coming into the United States from Mexico, from South America, we need the support of the United States to shut down the flow of weapons and bulk cash. I think that it is very clear that President Obama has been seized by the importance of the bilateral relationship since even before his administration kicked off. The flow.
Hello?
Okay. What
happened?
Oh, that was part one. It's two parts to it. Now, let me make a quick comment on that, because you addressed the legalization of herb, you know what I'm saying, on your show, and I've always been for it ever since I motherfucking started smoking it. Now, I've been for legalizing it, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, when you take it all the way down to as far as kids in California right now are consuming marijuana. And showing progress with it. They're showing, you know, and they're taking ADD kids, ADHD kids, kids with autism, just any kind of kid with a mental disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing is they're putting it's a total difference, and that's the whole problem why they having a hard time legalizing it. It's because they're crossing up the legal medical use with the street blunt use that we doing with it. You feel me? And that's why they looking at it like, oh, we're just gonna have a bunch of potheads running around on the street and shit, and everybody's gonna be high all fucking day. But then on the upside of that, I mean, it's a whole, I'll probably have to find some links on that too on YouTube, where they've been experiment with these kids, like families though, not experiment, but you know, doing trials with the families of kids with ADD, ADHD, and the kids have actually been showing, you know, tremendous turnaround. Like, they're more attentive in class. They're learning more. They're off. Like, a couple of the kids got off of the fucking Ritalin and shit that they had them on. You know what I'm saying? They're no longer on that shit. And all they do is send them to school with, like, peanut butter with you know, the drops of cannabis oil in it. And then they just spread it on the bread. You know what I'm saying? And send them to school.
Fuck
that. Not sending them with a joint. You know what I'm saying? It's a different. It's a whole.
I'll take
eating when you eat it, that is healthy for you. When you smoke it, that is bad for you because you are getting smoke. You're firing it up, so you're getting ash. You're smoking tobacco. You're getting all this other kind of fucked up properties off of it. But if you actually eat it naturally, just take you some, you know, cannabis oil. You know what I'm saying? Drop it into your food. Like, they make brownies and shit like that. Drop it into your sandwich and consume it. On a daily basis, man, it's going to give you a body buzz. It's going to last way the fuck longer than a two-hour smoking buzz.
Are you fucking serious? Because I'll do that right now.
Man, I'm dead-ass fucking serious, dog.
I want my goddamn cannabis oil and drop
some
shit.
Hold on, man. I'm finna send y'all a...
So what do I got to do? Get cannabis oil?
It's cannabis oil. You know how they extract it? Like, okay... When you take herb, you put it over a pot and you boil some water underneath it, it'll make the THC start coming out of it, actually start dripping out of it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? An easier way, matter of fact, this is an easier way. You can take your, like a bottle of Everclear, something real strong like that, alcohol.
Yeah.
Put the herb inside it. Don't be worried about wasting your herb, all right? If you're worried about that, don't do it. Because you will have to soak it in like a strong alcohol solution.
So
you'll see it.
You put it in Everclear and it'll come out?
The alcohol is gonna pull it out. Your whole bottle is gonna start turning green. You know what I'm saying? Not a whole bottle. You don't need a whole bottle. You know what I'm saying? Just use probably like a half a bottle or so. Just enough for whatever herb you're putting in there. You need to use just that much amount of Everclear. Put it in there, and what it's gonna do is all that shit's gonna turn green. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna be all the THC that's coming out of the actual plant. And all you do is once you do that, close the cap, and then once you see it really get like real thick and it's not liquidy no more, you know what I'm saying? And that's when you open up the top and actually leave the top off, because what's gonna happen is the alcohol inside is gonna evaporate. And then once it evaporates, that's all that shit, that all that residue that you left with, all that is pure cannabis oil.
And then
pour that shit out. Yeah, man, you pour that shit out.
Okay, I'm gonna try that shit. But if I get fucked up, I'm gonna come after you.
No, hold on. Let me put some. Hold on, y'all. Hold on.
Anyways,
hold on.
Where was I? Miss Romance, are you there? Where's she at? Hello. Did you hang up on me?
All right.
Hello.
I'm calling the cannabis connoisseur right here.
Oh, here we go.
So I won't give you no misquotes, you know what I'm saying? Damn it, pick up the phone, y'all. Yeah, the boom on gun.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Well, I was trying to get him on the line. I'm going to have to make a special show. We're going to do a special show sometime during this week. Probably fired up Friday, man. You know what I'm saying? Might do it on Friday. I'm going to set this interview up where we're going to get this shit on the cracker, man. Everybody going to be able to make some good potent shit, you know what I'm saying, without having to smoke it. But guarantee that body buzz, man. Goofy, you ain't never ate no weed brownies. Or anything with, like, cannabis oil in it.
I had weed brownies, but you know, it just got me stuck. Like, I couldn't fucking move. I was at a Rage Against the Machine concert, and I couldn't even fucking move. I was just stuck. So I didn't like it.
I done damn hung up on Shy. I forgot I had.
Oh man, yeah. I was trying to talk.
Yeah, you doing? It's like, how you doing a three way with somebody already on the three way and shit? You know what I mean? Not bad. Hold on, y'all. We got to get her. What matter? She said she back online. Yeah.
Tell her I love her.
Oh, she ain't back online yet. Oh, hold on. Let me click my homeboy in. Oh, my bad. Sadie J, what's up, homie?
Nothing much is going down.
Chilling like a villa, man. You know, looking at some disgusting shit on the goddamn internet. And then covering that shit because the government is the biggest drug dealers. I mean, how in the hell are you going to talk about stopping motherfucking drugs? Y'all is the goddamn drug dealers. You ain't finna hurt your own pockets.
I know.
That make no sense.
The thing is, with all drugs, like how cigarettes and alcohol started, it's not necessarily whether how illegal it is to them or not. It's them trying to develop a plan on how they gonna tax themselves.
Right, to make some money off of.
Every time something like that goes down, you always gotta think how. They're trying to figure out how they can put taxes on some of these things. So
yes,
once they figure
right
out the system, how they going to tax marijuana, they going to be legal.
Yeah.
Amen to that, brother.
Damn. Well, Cali, y'all starting it. But then at the same time, it's a couple of states, I think it's Ohio and Indiana or the Arizona, that actually got farms that they growing the shit right here in the U.S. legally.
Yeah, we started it, but, you know, it's like, fuck, we should have had this years ago, you know what I mean?
But I'm saying y'all ain't growing it, though. I mean, just for
the
legality of it. Y'all growing it?
Hell yeah, we growing it.
What?
We growing it, we producing it, we're doing a lot of things.
They missing out on the medicinal things about marijuana.
No, I'm talking about, like, the cannabis club stuff.
Cannabis Club?
Okay. Yeah, that's what they call them down here, cannabis clubs. You go down there, you have to have a card from, you know, doctors.
Hold on.
You know,
go ahead, keep
who
talking.
The fuck? Who the fuck? Hello? Y'all hung up on me?
You hate them fucking telemarketing calls. Yeah, well,
you get a card. You get a card. You go down there, you buy whatever you want, legal. And, you know, sometimes they got some brownies, they got some Kit Kat bars. You know, they got it all over there. But, you know,
I mean,
and
that's the shit I seen on the TV, because I seen that on one of them. I don't know what the hell I was watching, High Times, some shit like that. But
talk
about herb, and then they showed the place, showed the dude going in there. He had to go in. They had like an ATM, a vending machine. And that's what they said they were going to start doing it at the vending machine. But he actually walked into a building, walked into a door. They had a camera showing him. He walked up there, did his thumbprint and shit. And then after that, you know, he told them what they wanted. They gave him four little bottles of this, that, and the other. And then he walked on out of there.
Yep, that's how they do it.
But now the only thing in order for you to be able to do that, that means that thumbprint is linked up to something to you financially.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how they do it, but it's like they have places like that, like in like broad daylight, like you know, convenience stores right next to the cleaners, you know. So it's like you go in there, it's like fully drug city in there. And then you come out with your drugs, and it's legal and all that shit. And no one can fuck with you.
What's the stipulation? I mean, like, you can't be smoking on the sidewalk or...
Oh, no, yeah, you can't. You can't, you're only allowed to be either smoking there at that place or at your own home.
Okay, but the transportation there too, it's not a problem.
You can walk free with it.
Damn.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
I tell you, them Kit Kat bars, hey, man, they had me going. I get stuck when I guess that's my thing, when I eat it. I get stuck, like I can't fucking move.
Yeah, it's a body. Man, y'all ain't, hold on. I got to find this motherfucking shit.
No.
I got
relax.
To find this
relax.
Shit here. No, you ain't hear about the cop that, this happened in Michigan now. Dumbass motherfucking cop pulled the dude over, took his stash, took him to jail now, took the stash home, baked up a batch of brownies for him and his wife, ate the whole fucking batch of brownies. And I have to, man, you'll have to hear the damn 911 call. The 911, this, understand now, this is a police officer.
Talking
calling
to
911. Calling 911.
They take the law into their own hands. That's what it is. They taking the
that
law
shit,
into their own hands.
Dog, when you hear it, though, the way he talking, oh, man, hold on, man. That
shit,
dude, you know he high. You know he like, I mean, he high beyond, like, you know what I'm saying? This is what I mean by body high, dog. It's a slow creeper, but once it hits you, too much of it will make your ass delusional, and you'll start seeing shit. Straight up, this is what happened. Hold on.
Yeah,
Michigan, please. Yeah, that green now, shit, it's a beast now. Let's see, smoking. I'm typing in all vulgar and shit. Yeah, where is that? Mm-hmm. There it go, Michigan police. I got to find the funniest one, though, because there's two different ways they actually said the shit. Let me see if this is the one, though. Yeah.
A councilman from
here you go. Check this out.
Is outraged over a 911 call. He wants to know why no charges have been filed against a police officer who admits to confiscating marijuana from suspects and then baking it in brownies. And once he and his wife were full and high, they thought they'd overdosed and called 911.
I think I'm having an overdose at school with my wife.
Overdose of what?
It's marijuana. But I don't know if it had something in it. Can you please send rescue?
Did you guys have fever or anything?
No, I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know, we made brownies, and I think we're dead. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Well, instead of being charged.
Yeah. And that's the damn news. That's the news people cracking up live, like on the television station and shit.
Time is really going by really, really slow.
Bruh. And it's another one, man. I got to find the other one, though. The other one, I mean, it tells you, like, that's just a gist of the call. The whole call was like, man, what the fuck? It was like 4 minutes for the whole fucking call, man. That shit there was too damn funny. I mean, they went all in depth.
We've removed some personal information.
Okay.
From the following 9 minutes.
All right, here we go. This is the whole call, y'all. This is the whole call.
The information has
and I'm dropping the link in there, too, so you can see the actual brownies that these dumb motherfuckers was eating.
Emergency.
All right, here you go.
Can you please send rescue to... I think I'm having an overdose at the school with my wife.
Okay, you and your wife?
Yes.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. But I don't know if it had something in it.
Okay.
Can you please send rescue?
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 29 years old, and my wife is 26. Please come.
26?
Yes, please.
Have you guys been drinking also?
What?
Have you guys been drinking today, too?
No, that's it.
No, and is there any weapons
dumb
in the house?
Shit. No, please come.
Okay, we're on our way. Do you guys have fever or anything?
No, I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know, we made brownies. And
we're
I think
dying.
We're dying.
What did you put in the brownies?
I don't know.
Was it
you know he's tripping hard.
Who made the brownies?
He's tripping really hard.
My wife and I did. Cuba, come here.
Okay, get her.
She's on the living room ground right now.
Is she breathing?
She's barely breathing.
Is she awake?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, can you look?
Pardon?
Can you look?
I could feel her. She's laying right down in front of me. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Okay, well, I'm on the phone with you, and do you know how much of it you bought and put in the brownies?
Pardon?
How much did you buy?
Just please send rescue.
They're on the way, but I'm trying to figure out how much you bought and put into the brownies, sir.
Probably like a quarter ounce total.
A quarter ounce total into the brownies? Did you
That's
guys eat the brownies?
Pussy.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. And you ate all of them. But how many? Was it a big batch, a little batch?
It was a quarter ounce.
Okay, but brownie-wise, how many pieces do you guys think you guys had?
I don't know. I probably had like a small chunk. Please come. What time is it?
It's 9:37. When did you guys last eat the brownies?
Probably like an hour and a half ago.
Okay, is your wife still breathing?
Yeah, she is. She's kneeling down in front of me.
Okay.
I know. We have to wait.
Okay, and is she Stacy Sanchez?
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Edward.
You're Edward Sanchez? Okay. And did you guys have any other sort of drugs you know of?
Pardon?
Did you guys do anything else today besides marijuana?
No, that's it. But I don't know what was it. The marijuana could have been, there could have been something in the marijuana.
Okay.
Help
us. Do you guys take any sort of prescription pills? Do you guys take any sort of other medication?
No, I don't. My wife takes Vicodin, though.
And does she take any today?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, where's the Vicodin?
The Vicodin is, I don't know, it's in our medicine cabinet.
Okay, but how many, does she take it on a regular basis?
Yeah.
How many does she take on a regular basis? Two, four, eight?
Like, I don't know, like five a day. Please come.
She takes about five a day?
Yeah. Are you coming?
Yeah, they're on the way, and they've been in the mall for 2 minutes. It's now 9:38.
Okay.
And she takes about how many, eight, five a day?
What's that?
How many does she take a day?
She takes like, I don't know, like six.
Six a day?
Like five a day. I don't know, we got into a car accident in Dearborn Heights last year.
He's got a car.
Okay. And you don't know how many she's taking today?
No.
Six.
Okay. Is there any animals in the house?
Is there any what?
Do you have any dogs, cats?
I'll put them away for you.
Okay. Is the front door open?
Yeah, the front door's open. Come here.
Porch light on?
Pardon?
Is the porch light on?
Yes, the porch light is on.
Are there any weapons in the house?
You already asked me that.
And what'd you say?
Well, no, there is.
Where is that?
It's in my closet.
Is that in the back bedroom?
Yeah, in the front bedroom.
In the front bedroom?
Yeah. Go on.
Okay.
Come on,
Shit, I'd be pissed off. And quit asking me these fucking questions.
Where's FD at right now?
They're on the way, sir. Do you guys do this on a regular basis?
No, this is the first time that we've ever done it.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, I'd be so pissed off that bitch keep asking me all those questions. Shut the fuck up,
yeah,
and
you're like, bitch, send the goddamn motherfucking help, man. The hell? Okay, now, I put the link. Okay, did anybody actually go and see them motherfucking brownies that they confiscated? Them bitches wasn't even brown no more. Them shits look like they got, like, mold on them, like green mold. That's how much weed they had in the fucking brownie.
Damn.
I don't know. I don't think they, because you're not supposed to just cook the herb right into the goddamn brownie. You're not supposed to crumble up the herb and then put it. You have to take the damn, the oil out first. Then you mix it into your brownie bun. You shouldn't be eating little pieces of weed. That ain't how you make anything.
That's how I would have did it.
Yeah, but that ain't no. That ain't how you supposed to do it, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, man. Oh, man. Hold on. Let me see what you got here.
Hey, am I making a lot of noise? I'm walking to the store right now.
Nah, you straight. 216,
okay.
What it do?
What it do, dog?
All right. Back in. Hold on. We got Sadie J and we got 216.
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay. Everybody's still in the building. Yeah, did you? Now, 216, you ever heard of that? Hey, hold on. Yeah. Hey, Goofy, your shit kind of loud, homie. So I'm going to put you on mute. Don't even worry about it, though. I'll bring you back in just a second. 216, where you calling from?
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Over here in Cleveland.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Damn. Okay, Sadie J, where you calling from? Huh?
I'm calling from Texas.
Okay. Texas, okay. Now, have y'all ever heard any kind of crazy shit like that in your life?
No, I heard about it, though. My people had told me about the situation.
Oh, you did hear about it? Man.
Yeah.
Okay, dude, does everybody on the line smoke?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Bro, I don't do those.
Well, yeah, I mean, I smoke like a motherfucker, so. I had to ask. I already know Goof. I ain't even clicking you in.
All I think it was is that, you know what I'm saying, he wasn't smoking on the regular, so his house was just...
It ain't that, though. When you eat marijuana, it takes at least 30 minutes for it to kick in. So what he did was ate two or three or probably four because he wasn't feeling the immediate buzz like he felt off of burning a blunt. I'm pretty sure he smoked, you know what I'm saying, a blunt or he smoked joints. But he don't eat, you know what I'm saying. That was probably his first time ever making the damn brownie, and they made the shit all fucked up. And then they thought it was, you know what I'm saying, oh, yeah, it's supposed to be green. Hell no, a brownie is supposed to be brown. That shit just supposed to smell like herb. That's it. If you make it right. I mean,
yeah.
That there's a little old, you know what I'm saying. Goofy, I got you back on. But
he said, I was in that boy too though, so he practically ate the whole ounce.
I'm telling. He said a quarter ounce. How you know what the fuck is a quarter ounce, man? Please, you had a scale and shit. Bitch, you had a big bag of herb and you dumped all that shit in there, mixed all the shit up, and that's what happened. What'd you say, Goof?
2 weeks.
Ted Inks.
No. 2/8.
Oh, 2/8. What is that?
That's a quarter ounce.
Oh, I don't know what the fuck that is. I mean, I smoke. I buy Dubs quarters, and that's $25 for a quarter for 7 grams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so when you're talking eighths and fifths and all that, then you're talking about dro and all that kind of shit.
Okay.
So then you got to think about the shit he confiscating from bitches. You know what I'm saying? He might have cooked up a whole fucking batch of dro. And that's a definite no-go if you're doing anything like. First, you wasted damn the best fucking shit out there. You just wasted that shit. You know what I'm saying? Now your shit is going to be shared with the whole Michigan Police Department. You know what I'm saying? That's some bullshit. We ain't even going to get to taste none of it. Motherfucker. Wonder why that shit ain't make it. Oh well, Your Honor, the brownies they didn't keep well in inventory, so we had to throw them out. I bet you my ass threw them bitches down your stomach. Shit.
Well,
Officer Smell, we need you to throw these brownies out the back. Oh shit, man, this is a promotion. Shit, yeah, I got you, homie. I'm finna throw these bitches right out the back into my car. Shit. You ain't fucked up, man. That couldn't have been me. Mm-hmm. Man, I couldn't be no police anyway, because that would be me. I'd be confiscating everybody. I'd be pulling a bitch over on purpose just to confiscate a dime. And if I do 100 people like that, nigga, I'm good. I ain't taking your whole bomb. I don't want your whole
police going bake sale.
Huh?
Is the police going to have a bake sale?
Now, you know what I'm saying? We're going to keep them coming back with these brownies. They had them motherfuckers faux show. That was the faux show brownies, boy. Yeah.
Jerry's
You ain't tell me you had like an instant messenger, man. I had hit you up on an instant messenger, man. You ain't let me know you had a Yahoo account.
Oh, yeah. You hit me up? What's your alias?
Yeah, Mr. MB, I had called earlier and said, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying you can hit me up on Yahoo.
Yeah, don't you got a Yahoo account?
Yeah, and all you had to type in was DJ Smell So Good, it should pop up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's my Yahoo ID name, just DJ Smell So Good. I always have it. It's pulled up now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, in the sky, you queued in, man.
Hey, man, $25 for 7 grams? Holy shit.
Yeah, but then you got to think, now, if it sounds too good to be true.
That's what I'm saying.
You feel me? I mean, you can, when you really get the deal, you probably get 5 grams for 25.
How much do you need to smoke?
Well, I mean, a quarter. That's 5. To me, that's about 5 or 6 blunts. That's it.
Uh-huh.
That's $25 makes 5 to 6 blunts, and that ain't good for nothing but about an hour, maybe 2 hours for me. and everybody knows that's how I smoke. You know what I'm saying? Shitting me. I went through 120 blunts last 420. No bullshit. Anybody know, man, I called Prince Fabe up and asked him, you know, hit a couple of homies up. I bought 3 boxes of Swishers. You know what I'm saying? 60 blunts in each box, in each little case. And I mean, the 420 before last, 2006 420, my bad. That was the last time I did the real 420 party. Rented out the club, you know what I'm saying? Rented out the whole fucking club to myself. And I had free food. The herb was free. Free blunts, you know what I'm saying? $1 gin and juice. It was $1 Heineken's. No, $2 bottle Heineken's. So, it wasn't too much drinking going on, though, because, shit. I mean, we went through. I had the longest blunt roller contest, the most ugliest blunt, the prettiest blunt, shortest blunt. I mean, all kind of the fastest blunt roller, the slowest blunt. I had all kind of contests that had dealing with motherfucking Mary Jane. And it went down. And, I mean, until this day, it's in Tampa history. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nobody ever did it like I did it. And won't never do, because you got to have some balls to do it like that. When you ride around town around here with a blunt in your ass, finna do a year and a half probation. Plus go through drug class and counseling and all this shit. So you're going to end up paying about $500-$600 for a $5 blunt.
Damn. Over here in Kelly, they ain't even like that. They catch your ass with a blunt, they going to take it and send you on your way.
No, they still write you a ticket, though. Don't lie. They get a man in trouble.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, that's if you're walking around in the streets or you in your car.
Yeah, that's what I do. Goofy Bone gets those all the time. But they don't do shit to you, you know? They just look at you and give you like a day in jail, but that's it.
Oh, but not no repercussions, not no year.
Oh.
I mean, I'm telling you, dog, if they search your car and find one, it can be one or two marijuana seeds. That's a year and a day, well, a year, almost a year and a half on probation. You know what I'm saying? And it's just a money game, dog. It ain't got nothing to do with no crime about it. They ain't no, man, please. They bypassing the goddamn rapists and pedophiles just to bust them fucking potheads sitting on the corner, putting them in there.
Terrible how America thinks.
Straight up. I mean, that's, if you take a step back, that's how our system runs down here. I mean, down here you have to have a front and then back bike light on your goddamn bicycle, or that's a $48.50 ticket. In the hood. Let me correct that. In the hood. Because out here where I'm staying at now, I mean, these motherfuckers don't wear shit. They standing right on their bicycle bucket naked. Ain't nobody don't say nothing. Daytime, nighttime, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no stopping. Had your ass in the hood riding after nighttime. I don't care if you're going from grandma's house to your house one block and let you, shit, police will pull over, throw the lights on you and act like you just committed armed robbery from 8 convenience stores. And find nothing and then still turn around and give you a $48.50. That's what we call them, a $48.50. Straight up, just for your bicycle. So the shit just.
$48.50?
$48.50, man, for a $3 set of motherfucking front and back lights.
Man, that's scandalous.
Yeah, that's illegal. It's really illegal. You know what I'm saying? That's what they're doing because there ain't no law. Ain't no fucking law. How the hell is it's a law and only the police know about it, but the sheriffs don't know about it?
Yeah.
It's a few sheriffs. They ain't never heard of that shit. So I'm like, man, okay, so that's something that only goes on in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. I'm just saying, that's just... When you go to different places, just like Goofy Bone was talking about earlier, you know what I'm saying? When you go to different hoods and shit, you just got to be on your P's and Q's, you know what I'm saying?
No, I've been to different hoods, and I met a lot of crazy motherfuckers. You know, I thought I was crazy, but I met some crazy motherfuckers. But, you know, it's just, you got to just show respect and, you know, be like, hey, I'm a visitor, you know, I'm here to show love, you know, show me something right back, and they do. But if you're over there trying to act like, oh, I'm the hottest motherfucker in the world, you're going to hit your ass not. Plain and simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one thing I do. Hey, I'm anxious to come to Cali, but at the same time, only thing I ain't anxious to do is go hood to hood, because I ain't with that color shit, man. You feel me? I ain't with no putting no goddamn red on, putting no fucking no colors on. I don't even wear color. I wear a motherfucking black pair of jeans and a tank top. That's my whole uniform daily. So if I can't walk around feeling comfortable in me, I can't be comfortable around you.
Oh, no. Nah. You come to Cali, smell some good, you're going to have the motherfucking a vacation. The time of your life.
I like to be in the hood, though. I'm a hood nigga, so when I come, I'm looking for the hood. That's where shit at. That's where the best herb at. I'm looking for the hood. I went to New Orleans, you know what I'm saying, just to visit. And shit, I drove the rental car my motherfucking self, at least. 15 minutes away till I found something that looked like some project, and something that had 3 or 4 niggas standing outside. I knew I struck gold. Sure enough, I pulled up to them, looking straight like a tourist. I got out with my. At the time, I was wearing my Debo slides. You know them old slides in Friday that Ice Cube and everybody used to wear. You know what I'm saying? I had my Debo slides on. I had my tank top, and I had a pair of shorts on. And that's how I slid up to the ass. You know what I'm saying? I was like, what it do? You know what I'm saying? I'm from Florida down here looking for some of that good, you know what I'm saying, that good pine. And he was like, well, what you want? I said, I want a dub. You know what I'm saying? What it do? All right, well, I got you. Nigga walked off of my shit. He took a little minute, you know what I'm saying? I thought he was finna try to air me. You know what I'm saying? Because the cats that stayed there, they just kept, you know, having their own conversation. I ain't know where the fuck I was at, so I got my ass back in the car and just chilled. He ain't come, so I was like, man, let me bend the corner real quick and see if I... As soon as I bend the corner, this nigga walking out the store, like, hey. He's like, no, I ain't trying to get your dog, ain't nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? I just, you know, you see the place I just came out of, and it was like a little business or some shit, you know what I'm saying? So I guess however they doing their thing, there ain't no, just no in and no out, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, he down, and I ain't gonna say it wasn't the fucking best pine. That shit was just some old whatever the hell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you can't complain if you're not, you know, home, you know.
Yeah, if you ain't home to find nothing, though. This is right around the French Quarters. So, I mean, I didn't go, like, deep in the end, though. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't all in the fifth, seventh, all them wards they got. You know what I'm saying? I went to just whatever I knew was right around the corner and had black folks in it. And that's how, it was what it do. You know what I'm saying? It was nice just to be able to smoke.
Hey, but smell so good. You when you come to Florida, because I'm getting the money together right now. I'm gonna get you out here. You do a little show for us. I'm a fucking. You're gonna have the time of your life. I guarantee you that, man.
No, what's up? I'm down, so be the motherfucking green bells on, goddammit, because they all got weed in them.
Don't bring the bells. just come through and smoke one with me, and then we go do a show, and we'll fucking get it down.
Get it down. I'll do my songs, you know what I'm saying? I ain't scared. I just say, I'm just me.
Can you host the show, you know?
You don't want me to host. As long as I be on stage,
I want you to host the show with
a 3 foot long blunt. You know what I'm saying? That's how the fuck I'm hosting the show. If you don't,
fucking
nobody
throw it
don't
over
like
your shoulders.
It.
I don't care, man. As long as you there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's real. I tell you, when I come through that bitch, we gonna be showing up and showing the fuck out. Guaranteed. They're gonna be like, damn, man, we gonna have to always do this Florida and Cali connection because shit, y'all just bring something out of each other that it just, you know. Something spectacular.
I know. Who would ever thought?
Yeah, man. It's going down real big. Hey, I got Red Shades in the building. You know what I'm saying? Big
Where
up.
Where is she at, man? Where's Hot Mama?
Big ups to Boston off in the building.
Boston!
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead, man. We've been chatting up a little bit. We've been blessing people with a lot of knowledge. Go ahead and drop this Red Shades track real quick. We're going to get in two tracks, man. We're going to represent, you know what I'm saying? Red Shades, straight out of Boston. Big ups, Boston. We're going to come back, my dog.
Boston.
Facebook fans and listeners and also co-smoker partners, real big, Straight Loc Records, you know what I'm saying, going down real big, man. Let's do what we do. Red Shades, you know my style, girl. You know my style.
Rubbing the Gang Radio. Door open for you.
That was a snippet, Red Shades. It was shorter than a motherfucker. I'm like, damn. Well, in the sky, you still in the building?
I'm still in the building, holding it down for San Jose, California.
What's up, man? We got in the sky. In the sky, what nationality are you, homie?
I'm Mexican, Native American, black and white.
All right, yes, you all confused. All right, big ups to all my confused people out there, you know what I'm saying? Representing the war go down, they don't know whose side to be on.
Let me tell you the story real quick of how it came to be.
It's in the sky, everybody. Laying it down for you.
So, the white people, they came over there from Europe. They came over here to the United States, what it is known now. They started messing with the Native American people, and then they got rid of all them motherfuckers, and then they started... importing the black people from Africa over there. So, I mean, they started getting all up in the mix, and then they started pushing Mexico more further down south. So all them motherfuckers was messing with each other, and, I mean, here I am. I popped out.
that's a real quick synopsis of how we get America today. Shit, that's all it is, a big clusterfuck of races. You know what I'm saying? And ain't no one true nationality in this motherfucker. Everybody is just them. You know what I'm saying? You can't really say you Mexican American because you got all other shit mixed up in you. You can't really say you straight Mexican because you got all the shit. I can say I'm black, but then at the same time, who the fuck knows? You know what I'm saying? I could be Irish, fucking Mexican. I can have a whole bunch. Hey. Bitches slanging all kind of shit back in the day, especially during the 70s. Everybody was fucking everything and everybody. So, yeah, you don't know who you be in a mix with. Shy, I don't know if you sent me, where'd you send it to? Hold on, you might have sent it to the DJ Smell Good. SmellyBTR@live.com is where I receive all my music at, music and info. You got any hot tracks out there, people, please send it. SmellyBTR@live.com, SmellyBTR@live.com. I'm in the chat. Well, I mean, I'm in my email box now. And I don't see, I got Red Shade's new track. Oh, okay, she sent it to the other one. All right, Shy, I got it. You sent it to my other one. Yeah, I do got who sent me something? I got two email boxes. You can also send stuff to DJSmellSoGood@live.com, but I check both of them. It don't really matter. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what we got here. All right, so I got your track. Let's see what it say. Me and Casanova in this. Oh, okay, that's the song I'm looking for, Miss Casanova. And the other piece, you only sent me... You only sent me one MP3, though, Shy. I don't know if you meant to send two pieces. There's only one piece on the email, though. What the hell? Incidents is on the phone. Who? We got another 48. 48, who on the phone?
What it do, Big Pimpin? It's your boy, Bruce Bruce, man.
Oh, okay. Big Bruce Bruce.
Good.
Smoking and token as usual, man. You already know.
Damn right we token. I just passed the blunt to the left-hand side right now.
Smoking and... Oh, you say Bruce. Man, let me see what that was. Damn, y'all smoking it up.
What up, Bruce?
Flight. That's In the Sky on the phone. You know what I'm saying? Straight Low Records is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? Dynamic duo. Missing one half, three, four, five other members. Going out real big. Let me see how much time I got left. I got enough time to upload this shit.
How's your day going though, DJ? What's up with you?
Nah. Oh man, I'm recuperating, man. I'm trying to recuperate from BTR drama, from the rating day we had yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I put a little damper, as you can read by my subject topic on Tuesday. I was on Watch That Wednesday. So yeah. That's how my whole day was. I was kind of on my own daylight savings time. I was a couple hours behind everybody and shit. Actually, a couple hours ahead because I was already in Wednesday while everybody was still kicking it on Tuesday.
Damn.
But, yeah, man. Got right, though. You know what I'm saying? Got right. We here live doing what it do. It's the second half of the show. You know what I'm saying? We was on earlier from 12 to 2. You know what I'm saying? Did all that good shit, ish, and all that. Had a little...
Yeah, I called in, but I just never got clicked in, so nature started.
Oh,
calling.
Man, you know, it'd be a madhouse on the phone. I'd be trying. That's why when it comes to the switch, I'd be trying to click from switch to the chat, switch to the chat. See, I ain't even see Shy Romance on the line. You know what I'm saying? So y'all, you know, I'll be in the chat sometimes, and I'll be in the over on the phone. So it's like, you know, you got to pay attention to both of them. So if I don't. You might be sitting on the phone for a little second, like, well, what's up? What's up? Where you at? And if that's the case.
Like, going through other rooms, just ransacking them.
Oh, nah, you know, we don't just Debo, you know what I'm saying? We went over to Mike show, Mike Henderson, you know what I'm saying? I had to chew him out real quick because, you know, Mike been mixing and action and shit. So, you know, we had to, call over there and represent. And let them know, you know what I'm saying, he been missed and everything. You know, nothing but, ain't nothing but some BTR love, man. Just some BTR love, you know. But then last night, oh, man, you missed the Battle Royal, boy. I mean, it was like, shit, the whole BTR went over to this dude's show and just, like, took that bitch over and just literally jammed up his whole circuits and everything. I mean, it was crazy. It was, it was a madhouse last night, man. Straight up madhouse. So yeah, I ain't even finna address them cats no more, though. So, you know, it happened. Apologies was made. Understanding should have been gained. And if you do it again, then it ain't gonna be no apologies the next time. So, big ups, you know. And please, guests, and please, all guests, all fans, all listeners, all artists, do not ever get on this show and call nobody a fat bitch. Call nobody a bitch, period. If I hear a female being addressed like that on this show and it ain't through your music, I'm going to ban your ass from my shit. All right, that's just disrespectful, man. I don't disrespect women like that. I mean,
I grew up that way too, DJ. You know what I'm saying? Shit happens to niggas in my family that step out of line and use that term. The older OGs take action.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to, man. Bitch. Oh man, that's like spitting on a motherfucker's food or spitting in the person's face. It's the same thing. And if you don't know people. And I have to say this because the dude was white. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying if you don't know people, and I'm saying people of ethnicity, which means black, Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, Cubanos, anybody with some ethnic culture to them, you know what I'm saying? If you're from Europe, you don't have no culture, man. I'm sorry. True Europeans have no culture. Go over to Germany and tell me what kind of culture you see over there. There is none. You know what I'm saying? You go to Mexico, you see culture. You go to Egypt, you see everywhere the fuck else, you see culture. And you know what I'm saying? And a tradition on way people carry themselves and live and morals that they raise their kids up on. That's not popping in Germany. Right now, I know to this day it's not popping like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's the same mentality that he brung. He brung that old back-in-the-day slave mentality bullshit. And the whole community rode on them like we was doing a BTR drive-by.
Damn.
I'm serious, dog. It got hot, dog. It got heated up, straight up like circuits and shit was about to blow last night. And I ain't never seen, you know what I'm saying, the power of a power of somebody's voice and the people like I did last night. And everybody is having a lasting memory of that, and that's probably going to be the rest of the talk for the rest of the week, because Scandalous Bitch Saturday, I'm going to bring the whole fucking story out as my Scandalous Bitch story and my little interaction that I had on it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you think you missed it, you ain't going to miss it, you know what I'm saying? Drama, it's human error, just put it that way. We all human.
I fucking missed it.
And you can run it back on the archives, though. You can check out, everybody knows, you know what I'm saying, Peasy's Place, you can check it out, or you can check out Sound Off Now. Look up the yesterday's episode. You want yesterday's episode?
Okay.
If you read in the
where
description.
Where do we start from?
Okay.
Which one do we start with?
Well, I mean, to give you a lead up into the drama, you want to start out with Sound Off.
Go to Sound Off's
page, check out his archives, then go from there, go. Well, no, because then you have to go back the previous day on Peasy's Place. You have to go back to the previous show to actually hear that previous night show, then go from there and then listen to Sound Off's show the next day, and then after that go back to Peasy's Place.
Oh,
that's
man,
how the shit. That you feel me? That's how much fucking drama went down. That's how much drama went down, man. Y'all already know all my callers live on the show, man. This is. You know, we do a VIP after hour, you know what I'm saying, if everybody want to stay.
Oh, yeah,
we
have
the
after hour.
Kick the bobo. And the show, you know what I'm saying, we'll stop streaming live to everybody that's in the chat room. So you can hurry up. You got 40 seconds to call 347-237-5125 to get in on the after hours VIP party action, you know what I'm saying?
VIP.
Yeah, if not, you're going to be left in the chat room seeing a whole bunch of bodies, but no live. Because we will be on the line here, but you will not be hearing the streaming live. So, 347-237-5125, you want to hurry up and call in, jump on the line. There's 30 lines open, and you can enjoy the party. All right, 5 seconds, and then fuck it.
Bruce!
But yeah, Bruce, man, you missed us talking about the damn cops and with the weed brownies, man.
Who's that?
Oh, that's Shiro, man. Yeah, she back there.
Oh, you whispering to me, Shiro? I'm sorry, I
missed that. She all raising ear hairs and shit. You know what I mean? And a nigga ear hair standing up.
Damn,
yeah.
That's good ass fucking ears.
Shit.
I'm gonna read this thing in a minute.
Oh, you writing a poem?
Yeah, I'm trying to get the end of it. I can't get the end of it like I want.
Oh, okay.
I want the end of it.
That's what I got.
I want it. Think of me.
It seems like poisonous pussy is your final destiny.
Oh, yeah, I definitely want to hear that. I heard pussy's pussy. Oh, I heard. No, I snuck that little herd off of there. Yeah, hey,
that?
Bruce, let me. Huh?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, D Doc. Okay, big ups to D Docs, Red Shades, everybody that came through in the chat room. You know what I'm saying? Shiro, man, Goofy Bone, all the guests, Bruce, In the Sky. Who else we had off in? Let me tell all
hey,
the people.
Give a shout out to Nelson Mandela, man. That's my homeboy.
Alrighty then. Shouts out to Nelson Mandela. The cook. Yeah, that's right.
That's
big ups to the cook. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to Seti J out there. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to MB. Big ups to everybody that called through and, you know what I'm saying, supported the 4 hours of madness and mayhem that we had going on today. And to all my after-hours VIP callers, you know what I'm saying, I guess we off into our own conversation now. So, fuck it. What are we talking about? Weed smoking, which normally be the most general
conversation. What type of weed you been out there, DJ?
Man, this should tell you, $25 for 7 grams.
Woo!
Now, I guess that sounded good, but
yeah, it's good because you
take a big bag.
House quality.
See what I'm saying? It take a big bag in order. One perp blunt compared to a quarter. You would actually probably pay the 25 for the one perp blunt.
Damn.
25
perp blunt.
Yeah, I'm just saying compared to buying the 7 grams down here. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just, you want to get, you going into it to get one hit of quitter high. That's what I be looking for. One hit, two hits, and I got to put that bitch down forcibly. You know what I'm saying? Like, goddamn, when you start talking to yourself, like, damn, I can't fuck with this shit no more. And ain't nobody around, that's when you know you're on some good shit. And that ain't down here. You know what I'm saying? I smoke a quarter, I mean, within like an hour, straight up. Like back to back, back to back, back. You know what I'm saying? And just, it's just something to do. When I went to ATL, it was nothing. That wasn't something to do. That shit that they had was something to survive. That shit was, man, I thought I was on a smoking episode of Survival and shit, because, man.
When can I get on that show?
That shit. Hey, I'm telling you, they need to have a survival for smokers and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Let me get on that show. Please.
We only at the end of each city and shit, Elijah Blunt, you know what I'm saying? But you got to get there to get the blunt and shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, all kind of crazy.
People getting voted off islands and shit. The tribe has spoken.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Well, that blunt was ugly. You're off the island. That's one of the tests and shit. You know what I'm saying? Rolling blunts is one of the survival tests. So a couple of people going to be going off of the first show. You know what I'm saying? Can't non-rolling asses. You know what I'm saying? Started out with 1,000 pot heads. The first show we down to 100 and shit. You know what I'm saying? None of these motherfuckers can roll. Like all y'all blunts look ugly, or it had a hole in it. You know what I'm saying? All that's criteria for getting kicked off the show on the first day. So we lost our first 1,000 on the show. You know what I'm saying? We down to 100. On the first
Let's
show.
Let's do it. Let's do it right now.
I'm with
right
shot
now. Romance.
I'm with it. You know what I'm saying?
We're shot romance.
Right here, baby.
I love you, girl.
Hey, what do you do, Shy?
Not much. What's up with you, baby?
But Bruce.
That's my woman back up.
Smooth.
I'll slap you right now, boy. Don't even talk.
y'all both in Cali, so hey, that's my woman.
I love all of you all, but y'all now keeping it real. Ain't nobody paying no damn bills right now. Now
know that. Well, this cyber sexing and loving and shit. Yeah.
All the goddamn sexing and loving and everything else going on.
Hey, girl, you need some poke from all channels. From all channels.
I hear you.
All channels, girl. Without us, without you, there would be nothing right now. We'd probably be. I don't know what the fuck I'd be doing. Right now, I'd probably be out in the street somewhere trying to sell some goddamn CDs, maybe.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know poetry, really. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even write that poem that I wrote.
Yeah, that's real, man. Big ups to Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying? Writing his first poem in what the fuck I want to call it, in dedication of to Michelle
Romance.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, man. You already heard the poem, didn't you?
It's National Poetry Month. I'm not going to say it again because it's only for her.
No, I'm saying, didn't she say it? Didn't you say it to her, though?
Oh, yeah, I said it to her, yeah.
Oh.
And I loved it, too.
You know, It's National Poetry Month, right? Or am I lying?
Yeah.
Okay.
National Poetry
Month. So that's the only,
Smokers
reason why I wrote it. So you could have to hear one every year. So.
Oh, damn.
Damn. Every year is it like.
Damn.
Good thing you don't write rap songs like that.
No. I ride them whenever Bruce, you know, gets
okay,
up out of bed and says, "Let's go, let's write one."
Who come up with now? Y'all got a beat man too, right?
Nah, we looking for one.
Oh, okay. So y'all just write your lyrics. Y'all don't actually compose beats and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh no. When somebody has a beat, that's when we attack it. Like we jump in the like here. We all here. We all attack. You know what I mean? Like sharks. We all attack. Yeah, that's how we do it.
Okay.
So in the sky, how long you been rapping? How long you been in the game?
Well, to tell you the truth, I mean, I've been rhyming for a while since I was younger. I mean, it's just something that was very appealing to me. Poetry, you know, that's something that's really cool. I mean, I looked up to Tupac for writing his poetry and stuff. But, I mean, I didn't really start writing lyrics and making music, I mean, until my boy passed away. You know, it was something that he really wanted to do, you know, and he was starting to put me up on game, starting to teach me, you know, this music game. And he would just tell me to just keep on writing, I'd get better. And so, I mean, you know, he passed away and everything. So, I mean, music to me is life now. I know I've always loved music, but since he passed away, you know, I just wanted to do it really, really big for him, you know, live in his memory, you know, do something that he wanted to do. And, I mean, I love it. I love music.
That's shit. Same question, Bruce.
What's up?
Oh, shit, man. What you doing back there, man? Picking your nose and shit, man. What you doing? Trying to get some interviews going on. What? How long you been in the rap game? How long you been doing your thing?
I've been rapping for like 7 years, but seriously, like four.
To where you actually, you know, trying to get shows and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. And Goof?
I've been off and on, you know, but like really hardcore, like this year and a half. I never used to put the grind down. Yeah, I never used to write stuff down. You know, I was just, you know, flowing on the street corner where I'm selling, you know, just, you know, chilling and, you know, doing my thing. But then, you know, I got Straight Love Records together, and it's like one of my friends said, "Hey, man, you got to start writing your shit." And boom, I've been writing my shit, and it's been improving. So that's how it is. I mean,
I'm on FloridaHustlers.com, right? Some shit I'm signed up to. You know how people leaving their little blogs and shit. Mm-hmm. They got a blog on here talking about is the music industry in serious decline or is it booming?
It's in declining. Because you got to...
Yeah.
When you got fans mad at the music, something's wrong here. Because that's all you hear is like, oh, these radio stations suck and all this, all of that. The music's crappy. Why is it crappy? It's because somebody's in charge of it. And it twisted it to its own way. Because back in the 90s, you had that killer music. But then yet, of course, motherfuckers were dying. So they cut off the killer music and brought in this Revenge of the Nerd music. And now everybody's all jumping up and down, looking retarded and shit. And it's just crappy, man. It's like, wherever the music goes, that's what the people are going to do.
I'm with that, because they blaming
yeah, are you with me, or am I just stone talking to my lizard right here?
Hell no.
Hey, because if you guys would look at me right now, I'm laying on the floor because I got my lizard outside in the sun. Actually, it's my son's lizard, but I'm over here laying down with it and just chilling. I'm DJ Smell So Good.
Well, yeah, fucking iguana and shit.
Hey, DJ, this nigga is not lying. I just opened the back door, and this nigga is on the floor.
I'm on the floor. I'm stoned right now.
Man, who got the fucking cell cam, man? We need cell cam pics of crazy shit like that.
Send this for a picture, because I'm on fucking, I can't get up.
Fucking MySpace, it will be on the fucking Blog Talk MySpace.
Get my iPhone. Take that picture with you.
Hell nah, man. Y'all get some exclusives right here live.
You get some live interviews.
Yeah, that shit too crazy. Why did you buy him an iguana, though?
Oh, my son, he's a little dog. Remember? Boo News. That's who my son is.
You be fucking me up, man. You be fucking me up with all this shit. Your son went, motherfucker say his son went to jail and shit. I'm like, Boo News? Ain't that the dog?
Yeah, that's my dog. He's my son.
Dog went to jail and shit. Like, the dog in jail. Fuck. Like,
how you said this?
Oh, hold on. You took him?
Puppy penitentiary and shit?
Do another one. Like how I was. Nah, man. That kid, I'm telling you, if you met Boo News, he's not a dog. Dogs go and fetch the paper. This motherfucker sits down, shakes your hand. You know, if he don't like you, he'll tell you to your face. So he'll, you know, he don't like you. But this is a motherfucking dog, a motherfucking son right here. It ain't a dog.
What the hell?
I know.
Nah, Boo News is a real live person. If you come up to him, he'll tell you. I guess Goofy was telling some stories. He takes that motherfucker to the treat store, and that fool will point out what kind of treats he wants. Goofy Bone be asking him if he wants to try that new shit. He be like, nah, he wants to go to the shit he like. He a real person.
Dead on, man. Dead on.
These motherfuckers got a... Man, I be wanting to slap black folks sometime, man.
Slap them motherfuckers.
Because we got so much fucking creativity, and we think it's so cool to make a goddamn whack-ass movie about the whack-ass shit we doing. Who the fuck cares? We all know we go to goddamn strip clubs and shit. They making a fucking... I'm watching this little mini trailer called Naked Ladies. It's about the life of these. It's about the life of the fucking strippers and shit. Who the fuck cares? Who, man, this shit. God, boy, I called you, man. I'm sorry. I can't speak to y'all. I got to speak to Shy real quick because, man, this is like a direct embarrassment. You know what I'm saying? You know, this is some fucking bullshit.
Okay.
If Oscar De La Hoya was Mexican, I'm pretty sure y'all would be like, I don't know that nigga.
I don't know him.
I'm just saying, he ain't Mexican, though. He Cuban, so...
I hate that motherfucker.
You know? But if he came out and dragged in a goddamn Mexican flag on, I think y'all be wanting to kick some ass.
Oh, hell yeah. I've hated him ever since he came out.
I liked him back in the Olympics. That's the only time when you was boxing for, I don't know who the fuck you was boxing for, because I ain't get shit off of it. No name, sake, no nothing. So, shit, fuck you in the Olympics, goddammit. Shit, I ain't getting nothing off of it. Big ups, because every time we in the Olympics, we look, what the fuck is up with America? I mean, we got the most thoroughbred athletes, and we get our ass smashed when it comes to the Olympics. Ooh, Michael Phelps, he won in some fucking swimming and shit. Wow.
That's
the motherfucker that brought shit home.
I was proud of Michael Phelps winning all those motherfucking medals.
Man, fuck then, that. I was proud of his motherfucking ass getting caught with the bone. That's what I was proud of. Shit.
That too. I was proud of him too.
Okay.
Y'all sitting up here catching the attitude of this man done won all this goddamn shit, kept himself up. You know what I'm saying? You know he was already smoking before he went into the goddamn Olympics, but he took time off to get his shit right.
What, baby?
Got his training on, did his due, won all his medals. What else? Well, I mean, there ain't nothing else after that. The Olympics over with. Leave him the fuck alone. He can't party. I'm serious. They mad because somebody took a picture of him hitting the bong and shit. Wow. He wasn't shooting no dope. He wasn't hitting a line of coke.
Why that shit need to be legal so they can leave that bullshit alone.
I'm like, what the fuck is y'all blowing it up? Now y'all done fucked up this whole... Man, look, and then they tell him he did it. He ain't do shit. Keep y'all goddamn nosy asses out of his business and out of his parties and shit. And if you do, you know what I'm saying, keep them personal pics to yourself. You punk-ass motherfuckers out there posting the man pick up and shit. Y'all fucked up his damn Nike contracts and all that shit, thinking that shit was cool and that shit was funny. Yeah, you know I mean, you fucked up that man's career, though. All his friends, he should swing all their ass. Because whoever posted their goddamn pictures fucked that man up royally, straight up. I wouldn't have felt bad. I would have signed the motherfucking picture after you printed the bitch out. But not for you to go and repost that bitch on all the goddamn websites out there. That's some bullshit. You fucked that man. That man might not even be able to come back and compete. You know what I'm saying? In the next damn Olympics, just because of this one fucking incident. That was some serious shit.
And that's
though.
His personal life. It's not like he's wearing.
It's personal.
You
know, he wasn't.
He's not with the American flag doing it. You know what I mean? It's like fuck,
he didn't get caught during the Olympics doing it. He got caught afterwards. The Olympics wasn't even been the fuck over for weeks, and he just celebrating. Man.
Hey, Bruce sent you that picture of me on the floor.
Oh yeah, I want to. Check this shit out, all right?
Check
now,
that
y'all.
Out.
Now, these pictures are approved. God damn it. And I'm posting up shit.
That's just me
these
just
are approved,
outside.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, you ready, Shy? You ready? You ready?
I got
you
what I'm
going to write.
I'm still fucking up towards the end, but I'm a goner.
I love you, girl, man. You
I love
can't
you
fuck
too,
up.
Baby.
You can't fuck up, girl. Come on.
Okay.
You're the realest of the realest.
This is it. It's called Make It Rain. I know you had a hard day. This is what I started writing earlier, too, since I was just trying to finish up on that one. Make it rain. I know you had a hard day at work, so come on in and let me wash off your dirt with the soothing hot bubble bath awaiting my king. The house is clean and the boys are gone. Maybe it's been a long time since we've been alone. Tell me about your day as I fix your plate and prance around in my new negligee. Your Corona's in the fridge and Hennessy's on the table. Jamaican Ritz and the Arab Poo Nanny's going crazy, screaming, come taste there. Hell, I want to let my mouth muscles run across your body and have playful fun. Nibbling ears biting your chest. Want to gently lick your navel and your lungs orally caress. Got your fingers in my valley and take a slow road test. I let your dick be the GPS. Now, indication shows you're locked on to my location. Want your manly moans to be my only compensation. Deep stroke in my throat, but I ain't joking. Let you enjoy my tongue's every motion. I know, deep stroke in my throat, but I ain't joking. Let you enjoy my tongue's every motion. Now, you know my kitty cat's calling out your name. Now, you flipping me over, and I start doing the same.
Oh, Jesus.
Like a vet nourishing this wet kitty cat. But enough of that. Get the six to stagging from the back. Oh, hold on.
Ain't y'all glad y'all on the VIP hall?
Put a crook in my neck. Put a crook in my neck. Put a crook in my neck. Better yet, let me wrap these long-ass legs around your neck. So I want you to go so deep till you pull out lost secrets, roll over and call your mom and say, oh, she's a keeper. You can toss my salad and throw in some salad dressing. Loving this blessing. But right now I want you to fuck me, so stop caressing. I hear you yelling, but know what I'm telling. Pound your hammer all up in me, so please temporarily put a pause on loving me and just fuck me continuously. Make it seem like pleasing this pussy is your final destiny. I want you to give me a dick wedgie. I want you to give me a dick wedgie all up in my ass that you fucked me. I'm fucking up right here. Hold up. I know you never find
after the dick wedgie.
I know you'll never find another quite like me. Just right now, you're getting the after hours me. Because I'm a freak in the sheets and a lady in the streets, which is why I don't mind catching you while you sleep and allowing my lips to meet and greet. I mean, I love it when your eyes roll in the back of your head and you're climbing all up in my bed. I'm your equal in so many ways. Sex is the bomb, but I still have brains. Still, I love it when you make it rain. That's all I wrote so far.
That's what's up.
Hello?
Wow. Freaking X-rated, man. That's how I like it. And the crowd is speechless.
Yeah,
in
the
show.
Huh?
Oh, in the sky and in the cuts.
Hey, go on now, Ruby, man. Y'all getting that Shy Romance after our VIP exclusive treatment, man. It goes down real live. On the show, you don't even get down on her own show.
Make another show.
Yeah, well, what time is it? 4:51? Let me see.
No. It's only
1:00.
That's only
2:00.
Oh, it's only
2:00. Man, it's going on 5 in the motherfucking evening, man. What y'all talking about? People about to get off work and shit. I need to go find my herb, man. He just getting off working like 9 minutes. All
right, I'm out of here, man. I'll talk to you tomorrow, man.
Well, I tell
you
what, Goof, because I know if I chirp you, you know what I'm saying, you can put everybody up on what was it.
All day, just let me know.
Well, this is my thing. I got 9 minutes, so if I do, it's going to start at 5:00, and I'll probably do it for about an hour.
Okay, no problem.
And then we'll just make it a straight low show, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'll tell y'all DJ Smell So Good.
Oh, shit, your show finna start.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll go to Shy Romance
gonna be,
show.
It's only
yeah,
going to be
so,
for
yeah.
an hour, so. It's usually 2 hours, but it's only going to be for an hour today.
What's the subject for today?
What is the damn subject for today? Let me see. Today is, would you sleep with your boss for a promotion, basically?
Yep.
Yeah, if she was the weed girl.
You know what?
I'm trying to get some more pounds to push.
I slept with my boss, like, two of them.
Did you get a promotion?
I did get one, but the other one I didn't. And then...
And you got fired after the promotion, so it's like, shit,
no,
what was the
yeah,
point?
I ruined the company. Let's just put it that way.
Damn,
you're not gonna be in the shit for a week.
Damn, well,
pull a straight bad,
you
pull a straight bad Santa on her and shit.
Okay, well, when's your show, girl?
Oh, at in about 8 minutes.
2:30.
Yeah,
okay, I'm there.
4:00.
I'm there.
7 minutes
there.
Straight up, 5:00 straight up,
four o'clock.
Hey,
but smells so good. Smells so good. Chirp me when you go to like other people's shows.
Oh, my bad, child.
Well,
you mean
after Shy Show?
Yeah, just whatever.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because
I'll
attack with you, man.
Yeah, what I've been trying to do, man, I need everybody to get your list of callers that y'all want to be calling Friday. Because after Tone It Down Thursday, we're going to crank it the fuck up on Freak Out Friday. I mean,
okay.
That 404 motherfucker that we called earlier, your punk ass is being called back to you, son of a bitch. We're going to call his ass back. I'm going to need somebody to use their phone, or we're going to have to do some Star 67 and shit.
Shit, no problem.
And, we're going to get this thing super crunk up on Friday, man. It's fucking freak the fuck out, prank call Friday.
And,
real prank calls, though. That's going to be beneficial.
I said my show was at 4. It was at 4:30. My bad.
Oh, it was at 4:30?
So we got 30 minutes. So I got to do a 30-minute show then. Hey, I got to set up a 30-minute show to get us through the 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So I still got to hang up and set it up for 30 minutes. Y'all look out for the 30-minute show. Better do a 30-minute.
Well, chirp me. I'll see you in Shy Romance.
If I tell you I'm finna do it, I'm finna make this shit happen.
All right, then do it then.
Okay,
damn it,
Papa.
Y'all do stick it. Around. Give me 4.5 minutes, maybe even 5.
Okay.
I gotta go.
I y'all ready to call a nigga.
A call assistant.
You know what I'm saying? Going that. Yeah, well, you online, right?
Huh?
Are your computer back up?
Yeah, I got it back working now.
All right. Well, just stick around 5 minutes, girl, and I'll hit you up with a little message. We ain't going to do nothing, a little 30-minute ride. I probably won't even be on the phone. I probably just going to do 30 minutes of chat room and, you know what I'm saying, just run everybody's music, and we just chatted up for 30 minutes in the chat room. And then
did you get my thing?
I got one of them.
Okay.
I got one track. I ain't get. Well, you say you sent the other.
Yeah,
I ain't
do it just yet because when I was trying to do both of them, they said that it wasn't enough space. So I had to take one of them off and then try to resend the other one.
Yeah,
hey,
only
CJ,
got...
I'm going to keep going. Sorry for interrupting the conversation.
Oh, okay.
Bruce, I'm going to keep going.
All right, that's what's up, Bruce. Hey, man. Hey, I appreciate everything, man. All the love, homie. You know what I'm saying? And just for you taking your time out to come through and hang out, dog.
I know it.
A whole lot, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Goofy said, don't forget to check the picture out. And Shy Romance, I'm going to check it to your show, too, in a little bit.
Okay, baby.
That's a good one. Send that shit to the right thing. I'm looking for the picture. I am looking for the picture, people.
What kind
of picture
you posting, guy?
No, he posted that and sent the picture to me. I might have to walkie-talkie him and tell him to resend it. Well,
okay.
Indy, you right there in the room with him, ain't you?
Nah, I'm not with him.
Oh, okay. I thought you were on that side. All right. Well, let's see what I'm going to do here. I don't know. I'm going to have to call Chirp him. Well, let me do this show. Let me set the little 30-minute show up real quick, and then I'll figure it out later. 30 minutes, same back time, same back channel. Give me 4 minutes.
Okay,
it's going down. Yeah.
All right, baby.
The Regular Game Radio, Dirty South to the West Coast Wednesday, you know what I'm saying, riding out with everybody in between. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good. Y'all is live on the After Hours VIP spot. You ever want to be part of the VIP After Hours spots, 347-237-5125. Tell a friend to keep checking in because we got another show, then another show, then another show, and goddamn, we're just going to keep motherfucking going on and on and on.
On and on.
I know how you like it, girl. I know how you like it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. 2 hours, I already know. 2 hours, girl. You good.
I don't have to necessarily be 2 hours.
4 hours, man, myself.
I
know. Nigga, you must be on extends, nigga.
I goddamn brain about that much. Oh, lie.
Oh, shit. We got to take coffee, bro. I had to take coffee breaks in between that motherfucker,
yeah.
Girl.
Almost,
yeah.
Almost there. You was almost there 2.5 hours ago. Get your motherfucking ass up off me.
Oh, shit. I don't know, girl. It's all in the company that you keep. Shit.
Might be my favorite sexual position.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't even imagine that shit. You so much to work with. I have to be, shit me. Let me sit here and fantasize before the next show.
Okay.
I got 2 minutes, girl. Let me set this thing on up. All right,
baby.
All right, set a minute.